triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live broadcast from our studios here in London on this very day, the 23rd, I presume, of October in the year of our Lord, 2014. The time here now is very close to 7 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, the same time in the beloved, the sceptred, the holy land of Biafra, and also the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We are exceptional. We are unique. We make the impossible become possible because our march is relentless. We are indefatigable. We are unstoppable. There is no man-made weapon. There is no man-made device. There is nothing anybody born of a woman can do to tamper with, to derail, to stop, to deviate the path which we have chosen. That path is the path of righteousness, of truth and honesty, knowing fully well that Chukwu Abiama is God. That is why on this day, like every other day, we commit all that we have become, all that we were before now, and all that we are likely to be in the future, into the capable hands of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama, who determined that we should come. To come and do what has hitherto been impossible to accomplish, the unification of every Biafran who is brave enough, who is hardcore enough to understand that the prize is yet to be won. That is why we are here. That is why we must continue to assemble all these people in their respective places of residence, in their respective abodes, wherever they are domiciled across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Because what we are doing is right before the throne of heaven and the palaces of man on this very earth. This is Radio Biafra. I do not know what is wrong with radiobiafra.co. I am unable to get in. Perhaps the hackers are still working overtime. Therefore, we default naturally to any of our other listening posts. Our main website remains www.radiobiafra.co. In the absence of that, if you are struggling accessing radiobiafra.co, or if you have a friend who is struggling, please remind them that we have a very significant presence at tunein.com. They should download TuneIn app if they are using a portable listening device that is internet enabled. Go to TuneIn, download the app, pin it on your front screen. Anytime you tap on it, you'll be able to get into Radio Biafra immediately. Go to tunein.com, search for Radio Biafra. Once it comes, you pin it on the front screen of your listening device. We are also on radioforest.net. Radioforest.net. We are also on biafrarestoration.com. We are also on biafravoice.com. We are on peopleofbiafra.org. We also have presence because that is who we are, the indigenous people of biafra.org as well, the only organization registered at the United Nations proud enough to stand up and be recognized and acknowledged as the indigenous people of Biafra. That is who we are. We are and remains the only, I said, the only registered organization at the United Nations proud enough to declare to the rest of humanity that indeed we are Biafrans wherever you are. As we welcome you, we ask you to welcome other people. I have been exceptionally busy in preparation for my trip to the beloved land of Biafra. And in so doing, there is quite a lot of things to be done, which we have been doing. I haven't been able to anchor this very program for the last three segments, if I'm not mistaken, but I am here tonight and I will later be joined by Uche Mefo as well as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who is a very good man and a very kind-hearted man. If barrister, if you ask him today, are you responsible for the death of Jesus Christ? Barrister will say yes, as long as it will bring peace. That is one unique quality about the man which I admire immensely. Anything at all to bring peace, there you will find the very eminent man himself. Barrister is a great man, is also a very good man. Out of the kindness of his heart, sometimes people don't quite understand him the way I do. If you say to Barrister today, there is a problem somewhere, the first thing he will ask you is that, how do we resolve it? If you say, the only way we can resolve it is for you to accept everything, every blame that has gone wrong, Barrister will put his hands up and say, and I accept it. That is how you know men. That is why he is part of this very wonderful family and shall continue to do so until Biafra comes and beyond. It is only for very myopic people who do not quite appreciate, who do not understand what it takes and what it means to be in the shoes of somebody who is perpetually a peacemaker, who will not be able to understand, who may subject his words to gross and unwarranted misrepresentation. The barrister is a good man. Therefore, if you ask the barrister today, are you responsible for me going to work late? He will ask you, is there a problem? If you say yes, he will admit it. That's the type of man he is. Therefore, this very platform we cannot dedicate to people who are irrelevant. We have come to get Biafra, we must get it. We are judged on one thing, not how well we are at gossiping, is did Biafra come, yes or no? Here we intend to get it, and Biafra will come. We don't give any truck or any noise. We don't make an allowance for people who are wasting their time, people who are irrelevant, completely and utterly irrelevant. I am a student of empiricism, which means I prefer to see evidence before I pass judgment. Tittle, tattle, and hearsay is bunkum and rubbish to me. That is why Uchen Nasiebu will remain as our head of the Directorate of State. If you don't like it, as they will say, proverbially, go and hug a transformer. If you don't like it, if you have a rope near you, go and hang yourself. Nothing changes. Nothing. It makes us more resolute and even stronger. That is who we are. The more idiots faff around, the more formidable we become. And by our actions, you will testify to it. then you know, if we can stop APC in Anambra, if we can make the zoo panic, if we can make the impossible become possible by uniting people in over 88 countries of the world, if we broadcast every blessed day, if we continue to offer praise to Chukwu Abiama, if we continue resolutely in pursuit of what we know to be right, what is that problem we cannot crush? Which idiot is that we cannot stamp upon? Without trace. Without trace, I said. Sometimes, trust is a very important thing. Barrister is still trusting. He trusts people very easily. I believe I used to trust people so much, but even Barrister's case is worse. Once you say peace, he will trust you. Not knowing that a bunch of idiots and vermin, idiots trying to score a very cheap point, trying to impugn the integrity of this very man himself, without understanding who he is. I know who he is. I know what Barrister can do and cannot do, even when he's not there. If you ask him tomorrow morning, are you responsible for the roof leak I have in my house? He will tell you yes, as long as it will bring peace. That type of man he is. And I don't want him to change that. That is his own unique personality. He should not change it for anybody. He shouldn't. That is the fine man that he is and will continue to be. This is Radio Biafra. Very, very shortly, I'll be joined by Chomafobe. Before I do that, I must please remind each and every one of you that, as always, Radio Biafra will run an interactive session. Our lines will be open, and when our lines open, you will be able to call us. If you call Radio Biafra, your voice will be put out in the air, and the whole world will be able to hear you, because even the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is listening. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the director of Radio Biafra. And also, by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, not man, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, irrespective of what you're doing, you are welcome to this very program. You are welcome. We are indivisible, and we want to prove it to the world. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is indivisible. The Directorate of State of the indigenous people of Biafra is oh my dear Lord, God have mercy. Indivisible. We have things, we have our own unique ways of dealing with them. We have unique characteristics, and we make things happen. We are the only ones making things happen. And very, very shortly, we assure you, heaven and earth will come close together. Anything we say, we do. All the nonsense parabolating, all the people looking for who to trap, to ensnare. Maybe they should have tried halotry. Maybe they should have tried prostitution. Maybe that would be better for them. This particular effort can never be derailed. As long as I lead this very enterprise, it can never stop. It's unstoppable. Unstoppable. That is what we are here to do, and we shall do so. Our numbers, once again, before I go to the barrister, remains +44208133 9976. We also have the other line as well, which is +44783130836. We are on Skype as well. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. This is your platform, your radio station, and we are Radio Biafra. In other words, I will now defer to the barrister himself. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? As eminent as they can come, the very eminent man himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has joined us very, very kindly. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? I don't think you can. Barrister, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Barrister cannot hear me. I will go back to him again when he is able to join us for us to continue this. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes, please.
Director, I need to open your...
My line is
the
open.
Volume.
It is open. I can hear you very, very well, Barrister. It is loud and very clear.
No, I can't.
You cannot hear me? I can hear my voice coming over there as well. Can you hear me? No, I don't think so. The same thing happened with Uche earlier. I don't know what is happening, please. If you can come to me, if you can come to me on the number ending with, let me see, Barrister is back again. Let me see what's going on. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. I don't think he can. Let us try this other connection as well to see. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Barrister.
It's better now, I believe. It's better. The cabling was very bad on the other one. Please go ahead. I do apologize.
Good evening to you, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Our PM edition is on. And Director is at the seat, as always. We thank you from wherever you're listening from wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are welcoming all of you, those who are still coming in, those who are going out, and those who are listening to their respective places, the place of work, place of doing businesses. We thank you. We always thank you for your listenership, for the support you give to Radio Biafra. Before I could go ahead, I have to remind Biafrans that my allegiance to Director remains 110% without any reduction. My support for Radio Biafra is 110% without any reduction. I, Uche Mefo, Director Nnamdi Kanu, vowed that whatever we do, Biafra comes first. Whichever way, mistakes, accidents, whichever way comes, we still have to revert back to the restoration of Biafra. That allegiance, that vow can never be shaken with anything whatsoever. So fellow Biafrans, if you are indulging in Facebook writing or anything at all, please make sure that Biafra is your number one, because Biafra is bigger than anything that we do. And it's about time for us to understand that. We may have quarrels, we may have disagreements, we may have even boxing each other, but Biafra still remains paramount to whatever we do, wherever we are. Biafra is the highest spirit via Chukwu Abiama, his kingdom, that we can never play with. But I pity some of my people who, advertently or inadvertently, could make a mistake and to thinking that Biafra could be placed agenda. It's impossible. It can never happen. Except, and of course, if only I go to bed and I did not wake up, then that will remain in the hands of Chukwu Abiama. But I tell all of you, men, women, remain resolute. Be honest. Be straightforward. Put all you could. Invest in Biafra. You'll get the reward. All of you, I bless you. I welcome you. Director Nnamdi Kanu will lead us throughout to this particular struggle and beyond. I have never changed my statement. I remain loyal to this particular cause. Good evening, Director, and I will stay with you.
Of course, you will stay with me. That is the very main ambassador himself. And I will also go. I presume that Uche Mefo can hear me. Can you hear me, Uche?
Yes, loud and clear. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you very well. So is the whole world, including David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Please go ahead.
They better do that. Yes. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice, even the tractors of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra, all 10%ers, all saboteurs, both within and outside. This is Radio Biafra News Hour. The
Uche,
moment of
Uche, did you, hold on, did you say both with saboteurs, both with you greet them, is that correct?
Yes.
Oh God.
They have to gather because the time is now. including those who cannot hold their families together.
Of course.
This is Radio Biafra News Hour. We are here to continue to do the work that God has sent us to do. This project is ordained by God, not by human beings. And if it was by human beings, we would have gone home a long time ago. When we set out on this journey, we know that it is complex. We know that we are not perfect, but we also take consolation in the singular fact that divine providence, God Almighty, Chukwu Abiama, the author and finisher of this project, is at work. And after the atonement, a lot of things started happening, both from within and outside. And this is, without mincing words, good for the advancement of this struggle. It is good for the pursuant, unadulterated pursuant of this struggle to its logical conclusion. And so there is no confusion anywhere. There is no intention to abandon the struggle. We are even stronger at the moment as I'm talking, because the enemies thought that we will scatter. But on the contrary, they are the people scattering. They are fighting themselves. The center can no longer hold. And I want to use this opportunity once more to reiterate the fact that Barrister Imam Mezu is a good man to the core. I cannot do what he is doing, because for me, it is about, if you do me, I do you. That is it. But Barrister Imam Mezu will go extra mile to do other things. To pacify even his enemies.
To accommodate them as well.
Yes. And in most cases, Barrister Imam Mezu is undermined. Barrister Imam Mezu gets himself into murky waters because of his goodness, because of his good heart. And this is no different. This time is not different. But one thing is clear, that the just must always emerge victorious. Barrister Imam Mezu has every good intention for this struggle, and that is what he wanted to do. And we respect his opinion, we respected and still respect the direction he's going. Now we know better. Those who say that they are for the struggle, that they are for the restoration of Biafra. It is now rested on the table of the Parliament of the Indigenous People of Biafra. They are the judge. They should know who is who at the moment. As we speak, the foundation upon which those who have fraudulent minds, those who have ulterior motive, is shaky. And very soon, not in 1 month, but in days and weeks ahead, you will hear a lot of things, you will see a lot of things. But one thing is clear, that the restoration of Biafra as identified by the indigenous people of Biafra, as piloted by no other but the leader and director Nnamdi Kanu, are moving very strong and stronger and stronger. We can only continue to take territories, both real and imagined, both in the spiritual and in the physical, simply because God is with us. And no man born of flesh, no woman born of flesh can stop it. I use this opportunity to call all indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are, to remain focused, to remain resolute, and to remain absolutely dedicated to the unadulterated quest for the restoration of Biafra. I will stand by at this moment, just like the Samamis we always say, and let us see how the program goes. We wait for the indigenous people of Biafra to contribute. We wait for the news and the commentaries. And of course, we have a lot to say. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, Uche. Thank you very much. As you were speaking, Uche, I was about, in fact, I just from barrister to try and make a list of our accomplishments and the things that we have been able to do that no other person could do. That is the difference. When we came into this very effort to try to restore our country, it was dead. The word Biafra was dead. The high priest of all the criminals assembled, the Ifajuna of our time, Raphael Owasurike, so much dampened the spirit of the people that they didn't know where to turn anymore. People, we are dying just for the sake of it, because our people believe in lies. They believe or they think that by entrapping people, somehow they are making a point. They try to take advantage of the good nature of some people to try to impugn their integrity. These are the same people that the atonement has weeded out. For your information, if you're listening to this radio, Biafra, I will soon go to the news headlines and accompany news summary, but it is very, very necessary that I highlight one or two points which before we came, nobody thought about it. We are the only people that answer to indigenous people of Biafra at the United Nations. All the other people, they were afraid, scared, witless to answer the name Biafra. They registered some other rubbish at the UN, but they were afraid to answer Biafra. We went to United Nations and we registered Biafra. We are broadcasting from the heart of enemy territory. I have been to Lagos to broadcast on FM. I have done so at Newi, in Aba, in Onitsha, in Owerri, in Enugu. I have been able to be on the ground to broadcast consistently at our headquarters in Enugu. We are the first people to take our capital back to where it's supposed to be, not in somebody's compound or village. As was the case in Okwe, we went to Enugu as Prince. In fact, it didn't actually occur to me until I read his epistle. Go and look at the points there. You see what we have been able to accomplish. Not by any power that may come from any mere mortal, but by the grace of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama himself. Not by man. That is why we are unstoppable. You must understand that. All of you must get this thing into your thick skulls. We are unstoppable. Nothing can stop us. You have not given birth to the thing. We are unstoppable. And you're about to find out. As people are running all over the place, you know, enjoying their 15 minutes of infamy, not fame, infamy, we are marching on with our effort, with our belief that Biafra will come in truth and honesty. Nothing is going to stop it. If you are not as incorruptible as we are, if you are not whiter than white and whiter than snow as we are, you are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. You can never be us. Never, ever, ever. Fact is fact. Fiction is fiction. You know, as you know, in Africa, because of our rather very limited understanding and appreciation of English language, they say there is no smoke without fire. People don't understand what it means. No smoke without fire. So they think that every spurious, irrelevant allegation has some measure of substance to it, forgetting that this is emanating from people who are essentially monkeys. Black Africans who are monkeys, in essence. What can they do? Apart from their very tiny peanut-sized brains coming up with rubbish all the time. So you've not heard of the smoke grenade, where there is no fire. It doesn't need fire. Just smoke. Only smoke. Mad people. Here we educate you, we enlighten you. We inform you. We make your understanding, your awareness about the issues pertaining to the restoration of Biafra so clear and so vivid that there will be no ambiguity. None whatsoever. You can never be us. All your envy and jealousy can get you anywhere. You can never. Even in the next 10, 15, 20 generations, you can never be. You will never be as educated as we are. Never. Not in this life, not next. We are educated. We know what we're doing because we love our country more than all of you put together. You think you can divide this very house? You're insane. Insane. We are indivisible. Indivisible. If you don't know those I work with, I know them very well. Somebody once wrote and said, oh, somebody called me and said, oh, director, have you heard what I'm saying? Uchemefo, they said Uchemefo wants to overthrow you. I told the person that you are mad. He said, oh, they wrote it somewhere. I said, you are insane. Insane. Even if I'm in a coma, such a thing will never happen. I know that for sure. The same thing with the little stunt played by rather very hopeless and very desperate people. You think you can ensnare the barrister himself because and try to take advantage of his goodness as a man. Anything you say, are you guilty? He will say yes. Will there be peace at the end of it? Can you make a man trying to make peace? Any accusation you left, he don't blame me, it is my fault. Because he wants to make peace. That is all. Nothing more, nothing less. And you claim you are dear friends. Daft people. The enemies that you're working for, they will abandon you. Go and ask. Go and ask Ken Sarawiwa, how was I will always abandon you? All of you, huddling together in little patches, yapping away morning, noon, and night, yappy, 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 all day long, yappy, yappy, yappy. You cannot do anything for your country. I am going home at the end of this month. Where will you be? Kebe Gano, where will you be? I will be at Enugu, at our headquarters, broadcasting to the whole world. Where will you be? Wretched cowards. You think this is a child's play? This is Radio Biafra. We continue. We go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, not minding that, you know, we have what is called cult following. All over the world, people are at a standstill. People have stood still to listen to us. To listen to this very gospel of redemption, this very gospel of renewal, a gospel of salvation. People who are morons, you are so, some of you are so daft, it's untrue. Don't you know that Buhari funds Boko Haram? Have you ever seen Buhari come out on the street and say, oh, Boko Haram, hey, please, can you give me an account of how many bullets you have discharged today? Freedom fighters, one indeed, but I knew it now. When Igbo people do freedom fighting, that is the way it is. We need men and women of steel. Men and women that has Biafra running and cursing through their veins. People who we are born to do this very thing. Not artificial or fake. That is why, let me get home. You will see what is root and branch overhaul. They only have one way to go. To do what Judas did. Oh, that is him. Him there, yes, that is him. They give you your tiny bag of gold. And then you and everything that bears your name will be sunk without trace. Then you know how serious we are. I always have three plans. The maximum even Uchemefo can know is only two. The third one, only me knows it. Therefore, any time that is compromised somewhere, I circle it and concrete it over. And then we march on. That is why we're unstoppable. 19 years studying Biafra is not 19 days. 19 years. That is why when I tell you we are unstoppable, we are unstoppable. And very soon, in Italy. Everybody needs to be very clear and very obvious. Then you know that indeed Chukwuka Abiam sent me and not man. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to bring you our news headlines. I don't quite understand why Radio Biafra for some reason is giving us bad gateway. Whatever bad gateway means, I have no clue. I have no idea. This very thing is beginning to worry me. I know that we are under consistent and persistent attack. But we cannot function this way or form, I must take note. We cannot function this way at all. Our website is down. Our main website is down. Trying to extract the news from there is proving almost impossible. We shall therefore default to our sister website as well, which is Biafra Galaxy for today's news and accompanying news summary as well. We are reporting today that the opposition, which is APC, they have stopped Chibok Girls Rescue because our people don't quite appreciate what we are doing for them, or some of them don't. Most of you do. And Chukwuabena bless all of you. But because some people don't quite grasp the depth of what we are presenting on this very platform, because we bear Igbo names, that is why the gravity or the weight of any news coverage we present is sometimes lost on our people. We told you from the word go that no girls we are missing. We made it abundantly clear that there were no Chibok girls anywhere, none whatsoever, missing. Today, having scammed Jonathan about 4 times, you know, even some people who say that in Biafra they have learned scam as well. It's called entrapment. Ensnare, you try to ensnare somebody. In another kingdom, before you record any conversation, you inform that person or else you are in material breach of the law. Material breach of the law. The only reason why we had to play tape is because people were lying through their teeth, saying we sacked the women. We said, no, we did not. Here is the proof. Not trying to ensnare somebody. Totally debasing the lowest of the low. Wretched. So that we can do what? Throw barrister. I know barrister. He bought the very first mixer we used. Don't you know that? Do you know how many years we spent at barrister's house? How much electricity bill he paid? Do you think he's going to throw all that away? Is that what you think? You're even more daft than we thought. There are no girls missing. The APC people in the house are now saying, please stop looking for them, because we've always known that. I hope that Mrs. Obama is listening. Anytime you listen to Radio Biafra, what we preach here is gospel. Gospel means the word of God. Ezioku, truth. That's what we do here. Truth is life. Any question you ask me, I will answer you. I said any. I don't hide under the bed. Anything you ask me, I will answer you. In truth and in all honesty. That is why when we came, we brought light with us, because we are the children of the light. But darkness could not comprehend it. They couldn't make out why this light is shining so brightly, with so much enthusiasm and passion. Because like the sun up above, it is a very massive nuclear reaction. Most of you don't know how the sun operates. For every nuclear reaction, you need a fuel. This very fuel, nobody knows where it's coming from. It's burning every blessed day. Carrying out nuclear reaction every blessed day. I mean the sunlight you have is basically nuclear reaction. That's what it is. Every blessed day for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. Nobody knows where the fuel is coming from, but it keeps coming. And because we are the children of the light, descended from heaven itself, where we get our energies from, you don't know and can never know. Because as the sun is, so are we. Anywhere we go to, darkness runs away. This is Radio Biafra. You will always remember it. Even in your sleep, you dream about us. Chibok girls are not, there is nothing like Chibok girls missing. Boko Haram, they said they have come again. They have abducted 60 women in Adamawa. Or Reuters, everybody was reporting this very news. They have abducted 60. These are the people these are our enemies. They have AK-47. They have armored personnel carriers. They have rocket-propelled grenades. They have improvised explosive devices they place by the roadside as anti-personnel or anti-tank mines. What are we doing? We are on Facebook. Yapa, 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 like a bunch of ahiata. Birds called ahiata. That's what you can do when you are mates in the battlefield fighting. Kurdish people are living here to travel to Kurdistan to go and fight. Before the end of this month, I'll be in Enugu. Where will you be? Where will you be? Oh no, you run out and go and get more. Oh, I've run out of the charge card airtime. There's this very hot gossip. I want to respond to gossip now. You're not ashamed of yourself. Not ashamed of yourself to yapping nonsense online. Where are the guns we ask for? Do you think I'll commit men into battle without guns? So that when we fail, they say, Ojukwu did something and failed. Now the Kanu is wasting lives. We need weapons. That is your job. Go and get us weapons. People should stop being stupid and very silly. That man again, we told you was a bad man. He has come again. Onyo will answer no one mad hojo, mad hojo. Anytime I point at somebody, I say somebody is evil, that person is evil. Now it is ping pong. Peter be said. And Her Excellency said, the wife of our late leader, Bianca, said, Peter be said, Bianca Jupu said, what rubbish is that? Our people are not consistent. I could have followed this man when he won power. But I stayed loyal to Chekwa Sokol, who founded Abga. Chekwa Sokol never gave me one P till tomorrow morning. I still follow him till tomorrow morning because he's an honest, truthful man. That is what I follow in people, truthfulness and honesty. I follow Chekwa Sokol till tomorrow morning. Instead of him to buy something for me, I'll buy for him because he's a leader. So you have to take care of him. Our people are busy. Coins, anywhere you shake a little bit of coins, they run to that place. We need to re-strategize. There is a new strategy to re-strategize. And there are mad people who can't even speak English language. Want to re-strategize. Truth is truth. Lies. No matter how you embellish it. No matter how you try to cover your tracks. If, as a criminal, as some of them were, when we caught them, when they lied and we caught you red-handed. Then you started to squirm away to try to cover your tracks. You're looking for people who are essentially very good. Why didn't you go to HMFO? You know what you'll get. Okay, for the Iranian. You ran away. You looked for somebody who's a very nice man. A very good man. And in his quest to bring peace, this peace that this man will die for, he agreed to everything you said. Then you think I don't know him? You and I, who knew barrister before each other? Do you know how far we have come? Do you know? No, you don't. I know him. I know what he can do. If they have him tomorrow in the law court saying they're about to hang him, he admitted to something. I first of all ask them, I'll say, is there a dispute between those two people? Once they say yes, I'll say yes. He will say yes, he did it. Because he wants to bring about peace. Who doesn't know that he's a peace-loving man? Very jovial and amiable. Anything that will bring peace, he will do it. And you try to take advantage of that. That shows how low some of you can go. You were caught red-handed lying through your teeth. That's all. Started to run about looking for excuse to cover up your very filthy tracks. It didn't work this time around. Try somewhere else. I can tell you one or two people you can go to. All those weak people who've had... After atonement, all the weaklings, we have seen them. All of... Hey, when I get home, there'll be a massive wipeout of people. We know all of you. Wherever you are, those answering Skype call with code, is 260 there. They say, yes, it's there. 260 is here. All of you. Once I get home, that's where I'll make the changes from. When I am at our office, that's from there I will make the changes. And then you know how serious we are. You think this is a joke. You want to bring your useless Igbo mentality into what we're doing. You must be mad. This is an Igbo meeting. This is Biafra. Peter Obi, like the idiot that he is. Abga has turned into an empty shell, according to Peter Obi, who made it an empty shell. Why can't you people build something? You always want to run to something already built. Why can't you do something from scratch? Who gave us money to start Radio Biafra? We built Radio Biafra to its present magnificence from scratch. We built it from scratch. We did not go to BBC, to CNN to help us. We did it ourselves because our legs, our hands are functioning. We are not crippled. There is nothing we cannot do. Even if you're crippled, like William that owns the racing car, you can still do something from wheelchair. Couldn't you have built Abga? All Abga needed was a simple dose of truth, which is, that is the trick to get our people. Once you're on the path of truth, they will be, Hagana Ataka Unko, one, boom, boom, they are coming. Our brother invited me. I'm not going to tell you where. Do you know what he said to me? He said to me, I have over 1,000 businessmen behind me. I'm not going to say anything on the phone. I will see you in person. We will fund you. That's what he said. I won't tell you where. Any day you work as hard as we are working very hard, you will get such phone calls. I did not solicit for it. They called. They said, we have seen what you've been doing. For over 2 years, I've been following you consistently. Now, the game has to change. That's what he said. And if I travel to the Far East, I will go to see him. That is the essence of hard work. So you think people are not listening and watching us to see how we... People know who we are. They know who we are. They know we are truthful. that we are consistent, they know we can never change. That is why they look for us. They can't look for you. Because let me tell you one simple secret about freedom fighting. For those of you who don't know. If you're kicked out from somewhere because you snitched, even in the world of gangsterism, anywhere, once you are a snitch, they catch you that you are somewhere as a traitor, saboteur, no other people will take you or take you seriously. Now, that is the trick. I'm telling you the truth. That is what is going to happen. All of you that have been caught red-handed trying to derail what we are doing, no other person will accept you. They will only accept you after, what I give you, 1 year you will all fizzle out because of mutual distrust of one another. You all die away. Our structures remains. We are IPOB. We have worked very hard to build. Our structure remains our structure. We don't take our structure to go. These people that make us hot news every blessed day, they don't have news. How can you have a Biafra, pro-Biafra group? All you do is to discuss Radio Biafra every day. Nnamdi Kanu, Chemefo. Nnamdi Kanu, Chemefo. Clifford, Iran, your best. Every blessed day. What is your agenda? Nnamdi Kanu. Hey, what is your... Every blessed day. Every day. And you're a pro-whatever rubbish freedom fighter. Because you were dissected. The rubbish that you are laid bare for the world to see. My question is simple. I will ask them anytime, any day. Can you show me one country that got their liberty or freedom by a human rights group? Simple, one question, not two. Where in the history of liberation movement did a human rights group get independence for the country? The answer is zero, none. And you want to experiment with us. Only one, I've not even gone to the rest though. Only one question. If you answer that question, then we go to question number two. But I know you cannot answer it because for everybody, including Yoruba people, only have two questions. Only two questions. You cannot even go past the first one. Can you show me where it is stated anywhere in the history of freedom fighting that a group of people sat down and a human rights group went out and got them independence? Zero. How can they be intellectuals indeed? Intellectuals and the other one. You are not educated. Because if you were, you will know that people fight for their own freedom, not through any human rights group. That is why we are different. That is why we are exceptional. And that is why we are the indigenous people of Biafra, being piloted by this very editorial board of which I lead. B2B keeps talking. That's all he does. Oh, you see, empty shell. He ran it dry. This MP2B used his office in Anambra to steal all the oil from Aguleri, Orient Oil. He was in a very massive deal with Jonathan. Himself, Jonathan and Emeka Anyaoku, they carved up our oil. And the rest, as they say, is history. That is how they operate. How about my good brother, Victor Ume? Whom I like very much. Victor May I like very much when he was the treasurer. What is happening today is the same thing now, you see. A few thousands here, a few millions there. And you forget, Buhari went and stole money from the zoo. Atiku got money from Nigeria. All of these Hausa people, they steal money from the zoo, central bank. What do? They fund their people and say be doing something. That is how the North must get presidency. Why? Because Boko Haram are killing people. Simple. And people are busy talking around nonsense. God, what is the gossip for today? I saw somebody out on the street. I saw a lady. She's wearing red shoe today. Do you like red shoe? Okwakwa freedom fighter. In Europe. Freedom fighters in Europe. Mad people. Business as usual. You loot what you can as a president and nothing will happen. National Assembly retains immunity for president and governors. In other words, let us explain to our people what this thing means in simple English. What it means is that you can come in as the president and you say to the central bank governor to instruct the minting office is where they print money. Please, I need, say 2 billion. They mint 2 billion naira. They give it to Hausa man that does money, you know, Bureau de Change. They give it to them and they collect it in dollars, whatever it is. And they fly straight to Switzerland and they deposit it. And you are the president. If they ask you, but sir, why are you stealing this money? You say, because I am immune from the law. You can't charge me. That's why Peter B got away with murder, literally. 81 people dead at the Zoo River. Drowned, suffocated, 12 p.m. with tarpaulin. They died of asphyxiation, the lack of oxygen to the brain. They went to court. There was sworn deposition that these people are MASOB members. Sworn deposition before a competent legal gathering. What happened? Peter Obi ordered for their mass burial, which is an abomination. Of course, some of you say you're Igbo, but you don't know what it means to be Igbo anyway, but I will still enlighten you. It is an abomination in Igbo land to bury people in a mass grave. Even when a woman who is pregnant dies and the baby is stillborn, they still cut open the womb, bring out the baby, bury the baby separately and the mother separately. Now you understand what it means to be Igbo. Most of you say I'm Igbo, but you don't know what it means. Here we educate you, we enlighten you, we inform you. We ensure that every time you listen to Radio Biafra, you get away with something, knowledge, common sense, and the ability to reason. We can be friends as long as you're consistent. Any day you change, friendship goes. Simple. Now the news in greater detail. In less than 2 months after he raised dust with his claims that two Nigerians, Senator Modu Sherif, former governor of Borno State, and former chief of army staff, General Azubike Ihejirika, sponsor Boko Haram, the acclaimed negotiator. He never mentioned Ihejirika. Yoruba people should stop writing rubbish. They write so much bunkum, and all our bloggers, those that blog on behalf of Radio Biafra, including Galaxy, please ensure that you correct it. Ihejirika's name was not mentioned. This is what Yorubas do to you. The same way they came to, you know, have you heard of the Bayelsa reporting again? You know, they thought maybe I was away for a few days. They can sneak it in. We hit them very hard. They've run away from Bayelsa. Yoruba. They have come again, still mentioning Hejirika's name. Hejirika was never mentioned. Never mentioned. Must get that straight. It was Sherif, the Hausa man who's sponsoring Boko Haram. This time, this same man from Australia have accused opposition politicians of hindering the freedom of, and release of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram in April this year. Further to the delayed release of the girls and the reasons for it, he warned that if the girls are not set free without the leaders of Boko Haram either reined in or their sponsors stopped, Nigeria should expect an endless orgy of abductions by the same group in the future. The next news now follows very nicely. Another 60 kidnapped. This man keeps mentioning Boko Haram sponsors. And here we are saying that we want to defend ourselves against Boko Haram. And people are saying that somehow, writing to governments of the world, saying that IPOB is a terrorist group, that I'm a terrorist, Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist. They wrote to governments. We've seen some of their correspondence. Oh, they are terrorists. They are this. Don't give them arms. But Boko Haram is killing you. So that is why I told you that the Okorocha that sent you, the man who sent you to come and do this work, your job, what these people are trying to do with those of them that compromise at Enugu, what that is to stop us from doing what we're doing. That's all. You know, there'll be money coming in now and again. Maybe you can lead a very good life. Forget this thing. Of course, we know that Biafrans can be very, very frustrating. But when you do this very struggle, as we have been going through quite a period of revelation, I call it, for the past few days, look upon Chukwu Abiam. That's who sent you, not man. So anything man does is expected. If I wake up tomorrow, they say that Uche Mefo said something or did something, it won't surprise me. Because he never sent me. So I will continue doing my work. Chukwu Abiam did. Always look up to Chukwu Abiam for Biafra to come. If you look at man, you will get frustrated like Owazurike. Owazurike, he is not here. Owazurike started very well. His intentions were very, very good. But as soon as he confronted that monster called the Igbo, IGBO, all hell, he couldn't break it. He tried and tried and tried, he couldn't break it. After a while, the demon quietly enveloped him. And he became a monster himself. That's what happened. But we, in fact, he wouldn't even come close. It understands. IGB, it understands very well that there are some people they don't go close to. Because I am consistent. I never change. Others may change. That is your business. I never change. Chibok girls, my foot. That is what they say all the time. 1 minute, they're coming out. The next minute, nobody was abducted. Where is the list? They were writing WAEC. Where is the WAEC list from? Is it a Yaba? Is it a Butameta? Or is it now in Ashokoro, in Abuja? Well, whatever WAEC is, where is the list of these students? Because before you write WAEC, they submit your name. Where is it? None. This is one almighty scam. And because Islam is everywhere, and because heaven knows if Obama himself is a Muslim, everybody's scared of them. So anything they ask you to do, you do it, isn't it? Another 60 abducted, as the man Davis predicted. 60 women were reportedly abducted by suspected members of the deadly Boko Haram sect at Waga, Mangoro, and Garata villages, both in troubled Adamawa State during a fresh attack. They said they signed ceasefire the other day. You know, anyway, but I can now see the reason why. Some of you are given into lies. You were born in the zoo as a monkey, perhaps. You went to school where you were not told the truth. You probably, you know, we are raised speaking jaundiced English, not proper grammar anyway. And you come out half educated. And as my cousin taught me when I was very small, half education is dangerous. It's better you don't teach a man or woman at all than to give them half education so that they know the price of everything but the value of nothing. That's what's happening to us. Boko Haram, they have taken another 60. 60 missing is here now. Another 60. And next week, another 30. The same cycle. How do we defend ourselves? Is that not what we are doing? How can you defend yourself against somebody with a rocket-propelled grenade? You do that with prayer and fasting. And I sometimes wonder, all these people that are having their heads turned by these agents of darkness that we are once in our midst. Let me ask you a question. If we stop what we are doing, how will you get Biafra? Have you asked yourself that question before? How? Is the question. H-O-W. How? Do you think is anybody can come out and I'm here and then so what? How many groups do you have on the ground? How many of them are as impactful as we are? Can make the right impact as we are doing? How many? I'm not sure. None. Because this is where the Holy Spirit is. Upon this glorious family. Indigenous people of Biafra. Some of them are running around. They want to confuse people. We are office off. We are the back room off. No, we are just indigenous people of Biafra. That's who we are. You can copy us, but you can never be like, fake is fake. And the best form of flattery, I hasten to add. People are being kidnapped. Your mother's being raped. At Enugu being chased about, and people are on Facebook with their tiny phones, right? Hey, have you seen this one? Oh, have you seen that? Hey, look at her. Freedom fighters, man. Oh, God in heaven. Hey. Anyway, don't worry. I tell you what we're going to do. As soon as Boko Haram starts to come to our villages, we all bring out our iPad, our smartphones, and we start to write on Facebook. Maybe we'll win the war. Isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? We just wait. Give everybody iPad or laptop and just wait and raise one hot topic of gossip. And then we are chatting away as Boko Haram is coming and killing us. Maybe they'll get away. Now you see why we are the way we are. We are not arrogant, but we know we are different. The reason why we are different is because we are able to see things that you cannot see. You can't see it. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. Don't I warned before, never allow the evil spirit to go inside you. Once evil spirit goes in, to exorcise it is very, very, I did not say exercise, to exorcise, exorcism, to take it out is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Don't allow the devil. I said 100 men, and that's what I will get. By the end of the day, all of you will keep dancing about, in fact, we'll find out who you are, you're out anyway. Ask a few of them, of course, and there is no coming back. We'll set an example with them. No coming back. You will be yapping away at the fringes all your life, grumbling and mumbling to yourself until is that happening on? You'll be grumbling and mumbling. Can't do nothing. Because we told you from day one, you must learn to trust until that person misplaces your trust. You must continue. That's how you win. You must continue until you have verifiable proof in your hand, not tittle-tattle, chewing gum talk, rubbish, nonsense. They are here killing us, and we are chatting garbage on new media that you did not form. That Zuckerberg, or whatever his name is, that built Facebook. Do you know how many sleepless nights he had building it? You're jumping. I'm on Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Let's gossip. Do you know how he struggled? Do you know how many years they ran at a loss? Some of you think that you start business today and you get profit next week. No, it's called buying and selling. Business takes about 5 years to mature. Do you know how many years they were running Facebook at a loss before they floated it? No, you don't know. Because you're a black person from Africa. Your brain is not that big to absorb all this very complex knowledge. That is why you are who you are. Yapping away. Monkey, come and chop banana. That's all you can do. We continue. Peter Obi, that man I told you is an awful human being. Peter Obi killed us, you see. Peter Obi took our money from Anambra and built a shopping mall in Abuja. Some of you have forgotten, haven't you? What's his title? Is it Okpoke Nkrumah? I don't know whatever they call him. His own title. Why does he have that? Because he stole money. Money belonging to people. When we put the pressure on Peter Obi, Peter Obi came out and said, I will also build one again in Awka. Don't worry, I will build in Awka. Has he built anything in Awka till today? The answer is no. Why did Peter Obi take Orient Oil? You are a governor, you're not a businessman. I remember President Bill Clinton. Clinton was going into office and asked him a question. He said, I want to create more millionaires than I inherited. He did not say, I want to become a millionaire. He said, I will create. And he went on to create, of course, that led to the bubble bursting later on. He went on to create an economy that sustained a very vibrant and very vigorous growth for a very, very long time. That is how you know public servants, you see. That the type of school I went to, that is the type of stuff I studied. That as a leader or a head of state, it is your responsibility to ensure that people are better off than when you came in. You're leaving them in a better position than you found them. That's your job. No, not to come out and become a millionaire. No, it's not your job. Not at all. But yeah, but of course, you know, Kwashioko, Ago, you know, Igbo people, money, and they start, their ears will start flaring up. You know, Kwashioko now, hunger. So don't blame them. They are bound to behave that way. That's the way they are. Peanuts. Obi has discamped to the ruling PDP. He was reacting to a statement credited to Mrs. Bianca Ojukwu. This same man, Obi, was saying, Ojukwu is our father. Ojukwu said before he died, the only thing you can do for me is to vote for, if you vote for Peter Obi, you've done it all for me. And I remember then saying to myself, there we go again. This Peter Obi is a very, very bad person. And today he has abandoned Abga after milking Abga of all the resources in Anambra for 8 years, using it to go and get all the lucrative contracts from Abuja. He has joined the Hausa party. Amazing stuff. I won't go into too much detail. Everybody knows him. And when I get home, the proper campaign for Ezu River begins. We must, Ezu River and Benjamin Onwuka, those two issues are key. Rather than wasting your time yapping and yapping and yapping, please spend some time writing about Ezu River and the autopsy report. Spend some time writing about Benjamin Onwuka. It is our responsibility to put pressure on the Zoo government to release Benjamin Onwuka. Because, let me tell you something. Benjamin Onwuka went to prison because, rightly or wrong, I can't say wrongly, he was fighting for Biafra. If you abandon him there, Awasa will do the same thing to him they did to Wazirike. They say, oh, can't you see? Nobody's talking about you. They have all abandoned you. Can't you see? Why don't you sign this deal? And they'll give him maybe 5,500 naira. And you come out of jail. And I'll say, okay, go and take one chieftaincy title or churros for one. And that's the end of it. And then he will now become an agent. He will come. People will say, oh, here comes a Biafran leader. He will take your information and pass over to a Hausa man. But I pray to God in heaven that he will not be able to do that. Chukwu Abiam is very kind, and he will not be able to do that. That is why we need to fight for him now, so that he understands wherever he is, that he is in our prayers, that we are thinking about him, that indeed what he went in for is exactly what we are fighting for. The liberation of our land, the freedom for our people. We must not forget that. Ezu River and Benjamin Onwuka, key campaigns we must fight for. Very, very critical. Business as usual. I can't bother going into this very news. It's a very simple news, actually. If you're the president of the zoo called Nigeria, full of monkeys and baboons and orangutans, you can go into office and decide to kill everybody. Nothing will happen to you. You can go there and subvert justice and nothing will happen to you. Now, they run a presidential system of government in the zoo. A president and executive president. In other words, they copied the USA. Let us look at the USA as a fine example. Do some of you actually know that there's a U.S. president who was removed from office called Richard Nixon? Do you actually know that Ronald Reagan and Colonel Oliver North of the Iran gate, that they were seriously and vigorously investigated? Do you know that President Clinton was vigorously investigated? Everybody, it doesn't matter who you are. If you break the law, the full might of the law will be brought to bear upon you. That is USA, a civilized country. Now, look at a place full of monkeys, baboons, in the zoo called Nigeria. The president is immune. In other words, Jonathan is above the law. Now, in a country that is above the law, there is no electricity, no good roads, schools are not working, teachers are being owed, public servants are crying, everybody is suffering. You don't hold them to account. But in America, where they can jail their president, come on. I mean, and we're better, of course. We are black people. We can't reason that far. It's here today, the need of the stomach. After all, that is why we are very good slaves for 250 years. Beautiful slaves. Because we don't ask critical questions, not gossip questions. Critical question that matters. That will actually enlighten you as a human being. That is why we are different. That is why we are Radio Biafra. That is why the whole world comes here to learn every blessed morning and evening. And we are, without a shadow of a doubt, the number one at what we do. If we have 1% of the budget of BBC, people won't listen to BBC anymore. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister said he'll wait for me. I don't know if he's there or not. Barrister Mamezu, if at all you can hear me, I will welcome you before I go to the lines to give me your take, your opinion, your perspective, your understanding on the news we have just presented this very fine evening, please. Barrister, are you in a position to hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. I do not think the barrister can. He cannot hear me. And our lines are open. Radio Biafra is live. We are open wherever you are. We welcome you once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. Wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, inform those around you. Tell them that we are on. Tell them that we are live. Tell them that our lines are open, that they may or should be able to join us because we are Radio Biafra. Let us go and see who is on the line. We also have Barrister. Barrister, remain where you are. I shall come to you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. Please confirm that you are talking to me.
Live and direct. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Chukwudi Philip. I am from Isiama Igbo village, Agoro, in Biafra land. And I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
Yes, are you one of us? Are you part of the family in Munich?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay. First and foremost, I want to give thanks to God who made it possible that we all can communicate through this medium, Radio Biafra. I like what you just said, Nan, about the way you ignited the call for Benjamin or Walker, because it seems as if our people have forgotten him.
Yeah, with gossip now, my brother. You know, we're gossip now. Actually, no. So why talk about Benjamin or Walker when there is gossip? Please go ahead.
Yeah. So this is something that I like it so much because we need to keep his light, always in the social media. We need to put that pressure to the Nigerian government so that they will release him. Just like you said, that he won't be, he won't think that we have forgotten him, just like was Ricky did, At the end of the day, he might become an agent or something working for Nigeria. This is something that is not good.
But my brother, take yourself for example. No, just take yourself as if you're doing Biafra today and you're in Germany, they come and arrest you in Germany and nobody asks after you. And before then, you've put everything you have into it. You have starved for it. You've done everything. How will you feel if Germans come to you and say, oh, can you spy on your people? Won't you do that if we abandon you?
That's correct.
Exactly. Please, that is why we need to campaign. In fact, next week, Tuesday, Twitch Tuesday, please, Karamonde, of course, you have to get well quick. I have very good news for Karamonde. Next week, Twitch Tuesday, we devote it to ensuring that we let the world know that Benjamin Onwuka is innocent and needs to come out. Please go ahead.
That's good. That's good. I like it. Okay. Secondly, what I want to say is, you see, when I joined this struggle, Biafra struggle, I did not join Biafra struggle. I want to say this to every Biafran that is listening. I'm sorry, I forgot to greet my Biafran people.
It's okay.
Wherever they are, I say good evening and good morning and good afternoon and good night to most some of them. They should pardon me because it's just the way I felt in my mind, so I kind of forgot. But you see, I joined this struggle because I believe deeply in my heart that Biafra, the cause for Biafra or Biafra cause, is a moral obligation. That is what I believe. I believe that it's what Biafra's fighting for. If we see the way we are being treated, the things that have been done to us or did to us, both the forces within and the forces without, I believe that, and I think that anybody in his right senses should understand that Biafra cause is a moral obligation. That is what I believe. That is first. Then secondly, you as a leader, you as a director of the Radio Biafra, gave me a kind of a feeling that I should give you. I will be honest with you. I find it difficult to trust people. Very, very difficult to trust people. But you gave me this feeling to give you what I call benefit of doubt. Based on the things which I have seen you, which you have done, or the way you direct the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra, the things which you have achieved. And this benefit of doubt is precious for me that I guide it jealously, you know. And whatever I'm doing for Biafra, I'm doing it with all my heart, with all my strength, and I give my time. And hearing about these gossips that wanted to tear this struggle down, my heart bleeds, you know. And I felt so bad.
You shouldn't.
I felt so bad.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. And but nevertheless, I believe that it's one of the things that we should encounter.
Of course.
As we march forward.
Of course, no. To prepare you for the battle to come. So when BBC starts, what would you say? You don't know BBC are going to come with Yoruba? There will be a day, one day, all the Yoruba headlines will be something about us. Or about me as a person. They want to damage that trust. They know that to cultivate, we realize from time, the only way to build our people is the same way that God made them, to be truthful people, because the closest you can get to godliness is being truthful. So we went back to that, and we nurtured it. And that is why I speak the way I do. I come out in the open, and I say, sit in front of me, ask me, and I will answer you. And I will ask you and see if you can answer it. And I don't steal, I don't cheat. So what is the problem? I don't have any problem. It's people that have problems with themselves. If you don't trust yourself, that is the problem. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about other people. But as for us, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If you carry that charcoal and want to pour on top of it, it will fall on top of you and burn you. And you will die off into irrelevance. We don't intend. I have said this thing to people before. Ojukwu did not get Biafra. When he died, he was all over the world. People were asking, oh my God, what's going on? Imagine what will happen to those that will get Biafra. That is my prize. That's what I'm looking for. I want that prize, that golden fleece, that grail, holy grail, is that these are the people that I am one of the people that got Biafra. That is all. And then that is immortality, my dear brother, because that is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. That is why we guard it jealously. That is why we will do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. So your trust is not misplaced. Anybody anywhere listening to us, have we failed before? The answer is not just that. I will ask you again. What we have done, has any group of people done it before? The answer is capital no, N-O. Now that we have saturated the outside world, we take that momentum into Biafra land. We are now going to build Biafra land from the scratch. Commanders are waiting. They will build it from zero, back up again. And then you see what is freedom fighting the way it should be done. Not just yapping, writing rubbish on Facebook. Oh God, we take direct action, you see. Because we are very, very serious. So my dear brother, don't, this thing's about to happen. One day BBC will say something about us. They will say, I don't know what they're going to say, but let's wait for them to do that. Or CNN. Because they know, once people, it's just like Barrister Mamizu. People know that Barrister is a very good man. They know that Barrister will admit to anything as long as you give him peace. That's all he's asking for. He should have, in fact, he should be working for UN alongside Kofi Annan as a peace envoy. If you blame him, if you say, Barrister, it is your fault I woke up late from sleep, he will say yes. As long as he wouldn't want to offend you. So if you're talking to Barrister and you're shouting and you're doing, he would want to please you. Anything you ask him, he will say yes, at least calm down. If you don't know his nature, you will think he's guilty. But he's not. Because I know him very well. And I trust him till tomorrow morning. So that is why your trust is key. Not just your trust, but to go and build the confidence of other people around you as well. When they talk about us, ask them, in what way have they failed you? That is where you start from. If you look at it, forget about envy and jealousy. It is after all, it's our nature. We'll be jealous anyway. Forget envy and jealousy. Ask them, have they not, who went to UN? Owazulike was doing Biafra for over 13 years. He never for one day went to UN. Who are the people to go to United Nations to attend a meeting of indigenous people all over the world? It is us now, no other person. Only us. Who got Microsoft to change the world, Biafra, you know, not to recognize Biafra, so to speak? It's us. Who stopped APC in Anambra? Us. Who we are the first people to organize a worldwide not on a Saturday. Remember, we did our own on a Friday and people took time off work to attend. We made it possible. We are the first to build a cenotaph. We took our capital back to Enugu. We bought a transmitter. What else is, what is the problem? What have we not done? Now we are asking you to do the very final one, to give us weapons. We don't want to go and steal. Any day, we are following what Israel did. Before Israel became free, Golda Meir had to travel to New York to appeal to the Jewish community. Golda Meir left New York with $50 million. She traveled to Eastern Europe, to Hungary and a few other places, bought weapons. Israel came back and defeated all the enemies. We don't want to go and start stealing, because we don't want the glory of Chukwuma Abiamah to depart from us, because he sent us. He said, I will provide the people that will fund this, but keep going. So that's what we are doing. It's not that we don't know what to do. I can give an order for banks to be robbed back home. Very, very easy. And it will be done. But we don't want to go along those lines. Anya, we're not criminals. We don't steal. And this very freedom, we are not fighting it for one deity or the other, as Boko Haram is doing. We are doing it for the betterment and the freedom of our children, even those unborn. Therefore, it is the responsibility of this very generation to fund it. That is why it looks as if we are cap in hand pleading with people to understand that we need these weapons. Very, very important. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
And you too. Barrister, I asked for you. Barrister Mamizu, can you hear me?
Barrister, as always,
please go
I'm
ahead.
Here.
Go ahead. There is a caller from the USA. Stay where you are. Stay where people are calling us too much, Barrister. But of course, we're Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please, Barrister. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. And also thank you, our first caller, Director. We have to remind fellow Biafrans how we started. We created awareness worldwide. We reinstalled dignity into the heart of Biafrans. We made our people to realize that Biafra is alive. We made our people to know how Christianity came about. and what they are worshipping. Director, we've done quite a lot of things since the inception of Radio Biafra and the Biafrans at large. We made our people to know that they should not accept less worth than what they are. We made our people to realize that they are the owners of that settled land called Kingdom of Chukwuabiama in Biafra land. We revoked the name Chukwuabiama here on Radio Biafra. Even Chukwuabiama is now being used on this Nollywood. Most of the programs they do now in Nollywood, they call upon the name of Chukwuabiama. They mention the name of Radio Biafra.
My goodness me. Lord have
mercy. We made a lot of inroads. We put back that particular fear of God in our people here on Radio Biafra. We reinvigorate our people to know that we are human beings. We brought in tweets. We gave our people satellite. We are on us. Fail us, we bring our own initiatives. We created the awareness that Biafrans are not only Igbo people. We have our cousins reunited back after long time division caused by Yoruba, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram media. We created media on its own into our people. Our people talk politics on a daily basis. We created this awareness. Radio Biafra, we've done quite a lot of things. Of course, when you have a big family, you will entertain arguments. You will entertain quarrels. But all these are part of life that all of us should see and realize that we are human beings. If we don't quarrel, obviously we are not human beings. If we don't make mistakes, we are not doing very well. If we don't disagree with one another, how do we move on and learn other things we do not know? So Biafrans, we are doing very well. We cannot castigate ourselves that much. For what we do here, we learn, we teach, we inculcate, we absorb. We let our people know that very soon Biafra will be restored. It's a remarkable achievement we've made on Radio Biafra. All of you, men, women, we made our people to have a conscience of how to contribute for what you believe in. We made our people realize that you have something, Radio Biafra, where you make your contributions. And for you to talk from Japan and somebody in Jericho, we hear from you. We made our people to know that in unity, we will stand. Our people should realize that there is no place where you can ever notice peace without argument. You can only argue, then you restore peace. A place where there is no argument is only in the grave. Human beings, we should realize we are humans. We will quarrel, we will settle, and we will move on. I'm proud of Radio Biafra. I'm proud of Director Nnamdi Kanu, the alpha and omega of this trouble. The only man who will dust up and carry on moving as if nothing ever gone amiss. That is the spirit you can ever get in a human who wants to survive. Only him can spearhead whatever you challenge him on. He will move on. He will carry on. He will tell you, carry on. Let's go. A leader who will always lead from front. For me, I will always lead from the back. But we have somebody who is leading from the front. We have an equitable human being here on Radio Biafra, Uchenna Four. Director himself, me, Karomonde, the rest of our people, those in the United States of America, those in Africa, those in Biafra land, those everywhere you can think of, Biafrans, we are doing very well. Where there is a blip, we will come back and reassure our people that we are moving on. Move on, all of us will restore Biafra. If there is a fault somewhere, nobody should give up. Do your very best to come back from where you started from. Carry on. If you fail exam, you don't give up. You keep trying until you succeed. And that's what I'll tell all Biafrans, wherever you are, men, women. Those in the east, west, north, or south, we are here, united, we will always stand. It does not matter. We will quarrel, but we will make up. That's what I believe in. Director, we are talking about Hedrika once again, and they keep bringing him up. Nothing will happen to Hedrika. They'll banter his name up and down. But that man, they are not taking him to nowhere. We were told Gunnar Jonathan has paid how many bribes to House of Fulani Boko Haram about Chibok girls. They even paid their victims, who are the victims of Chibok girls, their parents, that we don't even know. Faceless Chibok parents. They paid them. But the real victims of Biafra and Jonathan is not giving them a penny. We are told there is second Niger Bridge. I was watching a video, a clip. A Biafra was showing us in Onitsha. Say, look at here, there is no single Niger Bridge. The one that is there is the old one built by Nnamdi Azikiwe. That is the only one that is still there up to today. But our people have been hoodwinked by Gunnar Jonathan. Our people are easily faked, ridiculed, for the sake of some pittance that Ohanaeze and all the associates will receive. What a shame. We have seaports around us. None is functioning. It will be them. Took Anambra money, went straight to Abuja to go and build a massive complex. He's even lucky Boko Haram has not blown it down. They impoverished Biafra land, impoverished our people, put us into a state of anarchy. We are no longer functioning as a unit. Divided, wherever you see money, you go there, betray your own people so as to feed for the next day. What a shame when we're supposed to permanently lead our life the very best way Chukwuemeka created us for. But we are scratching and scrambling for what to eat. Where we see money, we betray ourselves as if it is right. Fellow Biafrans, search your consciences individually. If you believe in Biafra, please do all you could. If you are a man, you are a woman, do not go into the line of gossip, into the line of division. Do not go into the line of betrayal. Function. Make sure that all you do it in the name of Biafra. Put it in practice. What you do will prove and show your worth. For you believe in, here in Radio Biafra, we believe in the restoration of Biafra, and that is what we've been assiduously working for. And very soon, history will judge us if we are righteous or if we are wrong. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister. They don't come more imminent than that. Thank you very much. We are now going to one on with us. Is that correct? One on, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. That is Mrs. Wananeni, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, that means we are also speaking to the great man himself. Please go ahead, the whole world is... That is, I will introduce you. No, I'm hoping you will not... Please go ahead, tell us who you are and where you're calling us from.
Okay. My name is Anne Wananeni. I'm from Ebaheze Aji from Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, good afternoon, all Biafrans, wherever you are. Good evening, good day, good night. My heart is filled with sorrow for everything that has been happening. I am very, very disappointed. How dare Ngozi Mado, how dare her lump us all together, all women now agree we're going to just sit aside, let the man fight. Which women? The woman in New Zealand, whatever she is, we are not there. Everybody, she does not speak to all Biafran women, both abroad and both at home. Okay, she should be speaking for herself and the people that are under her over there. She does not speak to anybody, any other women. She does not speak for all women in the United States. We are 100% behind you. We support you, everything you are doing. Yeah, you know, never have any fear. We still have a lot of people following you.
Of course.
So I don't know what she's talking about.
Neither do we.
She put on this mask, you know, thinking that she's a fierce woman. She, you know, she's ready to go fight and all that stuff. All that time she was, you know, betraying us, and we didn't know.
Not very good, I'm afraid. Not good.
I didn't like what she did. And those stupid women that are following her, agree with her. They don't think for themselves? What are they, nimbersers? They can't think you stay there and letting one woman speak for you? Now you are all banned. You're never going to see Biafra land. Because we are going to get Biafra no matter what. So you can do whatever you want to do. But one day you're going to regret about what you just did, because you're never going to see Biafra land again. Nor with your offsprings, your grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, your relatives. Okay? I hope for everybody that involved, they betraying us, that Chukwu Abiamaga will curse you and your family forever. Because what you did is unforgivable. Even I'm not about others, but I will never forgive you for what you did. Because what you did it for my, you did it to my children, you did it to my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, and everybody else. You're undermining what we are doing. You don't want them to see Biafra land. So that is never going to happen. And another thing, whatever his name is, Chukwu Enyeago. What kind of nonsense is that? For all the nonsense he wrote and everything he talked about, what kind of nonsense is that? We trusted him. Why would he betray us? For how much? How much did they give him? I hope he's going to live on whatever they give him forever, because he never be allowed to enjoy it. Because we're going to hound him. Okay, we're going to hand him. Everybody that involved will be dealt, and they'll be, you know, we'll do away with them. They're not going to get free. They think they're going to enjoy I don't care how much they give them. They're not going to be allowed to enjoy whatever, how much they receive from them. What they're thinking about their own relatives, their brothers and sisters, their parents, uncles, aunties, nephews, nieces, when they did all these things. All they thought about was about themselves, how much they can get. That's all. They have no common sense whatsoever. My greatest disappointment is Rita Nebog. Okay? I am very, very disappointed on her. I looked up to her. I wanted to be like her. You know, I am very, very disappointed for what she did. She succumbed to whatever it is. I mean, I thought she was a strong woman. I wanted to be like her. She was very, very strong. You know, the way she presented herself, the way she talked when she was on whenever she calls in. And never in my life that I ever dreamed of somebody, I wake up to in the morning and somebody tell me that she's going to be one of the people that would betray us. I will say the person is does not know what he or she is talking about. I am very, very disappointed among everybody that involved. I am most disappointed of her. Really.
I hope they have learned their lesson, I believe. Maybe they have. Who knows? We see what comes out of it. But everything you have said is one of the news. Spot on. Everything you said is complete. Is exactly how we are going to do it. Because I cannot understand the reason why somebody will build something and then want to scatter it again. I just can't understand. And give an ultimatum as if we are buying a record fish ever. You just don't give ultimatum. You follow orders. You don't give it. I give the orders here. And I take advice extensively. There is somebody advising me on what to do right now as we speak, all the way from Norway. He brought an idea and I said to him, advise me, what do you think I should do? And he's advising me. Before I take any decision, I get advice from many people. And I pick the best and I do it. They don't give us ultimatum. We give it to them. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you.
Yeah, upon that, all our friends, all the friends that, you know, my husband been made, the people that did the interview and all that, they are calling in and asking, what is going on? Why is it our brothers and sisters are talking about this and that? What is going on? They don't understand what is going on. We're trying to mend fences here. They're basically trying to destroy all our accomplishment, but Chukwu Abiam is not going to allow them to do so. We'll always march on.
Of course we will.
So no matter what, we're going to succeed, and they're going to be if they linger long enough to see Biafra, to hear that we, you know, we have gotten Biafra, they are going to be, they'll be better off to commit suicide or kill themselves or whatever, because they'll be punching themselves. What have I done? You know, I thought they're never going to make it. But they are not God. Biafra Bama is behind us. Of course. No matter what human being, whatever the hand they put on it, it's never going to happen the way they planned it to happen, except the way Chukwu Abiama planned it to happen. That's where it's going to go.
You say. That's something I want us to touch upon, please. Something you raised here. Many people don't know this. That all the people that gave us interview, you know, the people speaking for us in America,
yes,
the whites, people have been inboxing them. Is that correct? Sending them email. Is that correct?
Yes. That's what I was talking about.
That is the thing. You know, I can't, somebody, you're a freedom fighter. And what you have done for today is to send a message to Mark Eisler, telling them rubbish about what we are doing. And that is, you have done your job. You are now a freedom fighter by sending email to people trying to, because the reason why we say this, when it starts, let people not come and blame us and say, oh, his brothers. They are writing, we have never before, in fact, they have never made any progress anyway, worthy of emulation. So I don't understand why they will be writing to people who are lobbying for us in America, telling them rubbish, trying to discourage them. And you claim, let me tell you this, Ms. Wanonenyi, go back and tell your husband and all of them, I'm sure that Mark is listening, and especially Terry. There are people, when the Hausa people came into our land, they raped our women. They gave birth to rubbish. Those rubbish are all over the world. Some of them are answering to Igbo names, unfortunately. And they're the ones doing this. It's not them. It's not an Igbo man writing to you. It's a Hausa person bearing an Igbo name. That's the way they behave. It's very, very sad. They are not one of us. Their fathers are now instructing them to try and derail what we are doing. So they will try. It's only understandable. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We have people on the line. Somebody is there again. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Yes, I can hear you. Are you talking to me, though?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Okay. My name is Obedeli Orr. I'm calling you from Biafra Land.
You're calling from Biafra Land. You're Obedeli from Biafra Land. Please go ahead. Which part of Biafra Land are you in? Where are you exactly?
I am in Delta.
Delta, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for this program. And I thank all of you.
Hold on, please. Rebecca. Is your phone on loudspeaker? It sounds as if it's on speakerphone. Is that correct?
Okay, I've turned it off now.
That's better.
Sorry.
It's better now. Go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, so I would say thank you to everybody, all the people that are working with you, and Paris Palmizu, Chairman Four, and the rest of the crew. I'm very glad that we have this program running all the time, because they say, there is a saying that information is power. And for me, authentic information is power. Anyway, if I just make it brief, there are a few things I want to touch on this evening. First of all, I actually don't want to expend my energy anymore on this challenge that we encountered recently. But I think it's worth noting that some things I need to point them out. First of all, see, that announcement that was put up on air made by Ngozi. Now, I don't know where that came from, but an educated person should know that before you make utterances, you need to check the consequences of whatever you want to say. You don't just get up and start talking. It does not matter. Even as a leader, Obama cannot just get up and start making utterances anyhow. He has advisors. He has people that speaks to him, that advises him, that will write. They'll say, okay, this is how you put it, or this is... Even the English, like the words you use, the phrases you use, there are similarities and dissimilarities. You have to check every word. Now, for her to say all Biafran women worldwide, you see, that thing, like, I don't know. You know what? I pray that I have the heart to forgive. Honestly, it is a heavy one. You don't do that. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. I don't agree in this. You see, I do not agree with this pack mentality in a negative way. I don't agree with that, or you join the bandwagon. If the group as Biafrans, we are all individuals and we have our own mindset, we have our own opinions about things, and you should be free to express. You don't group a whole women of Biafra into one and say one man, nonsense. You don't do that. Anyway, she's done that, she's said all that. I hope she's learning her lessons. I hope all the people that are there with her, that they're learning this lesson, because it's not going to go away. But I want to ask a question. Have these people come to apologize? Even if it's one person, from, have they called you? Have they done something? Have they done some sort of gestures to show that they to show remorse over what they've done? I just want to know.
No, not at all.
They've done anything like that?
Not at all.
They haven't?
No, they haven't.
Fine. So why are we talking about forgiveness? For crying out loud. Why are we talking about forgiveness? Well, okay, that's fine. They do what they want to do, no problem. But I am not part of that, whatever worldwide or world, I don't know, I don't even know what phrase that is, and I don't want to know. I'm not part of that. I am not. You see? And one other thing I wanted to say is Radio Biafra, we do almost everything in, we speak in English. We, okay, once in a while you throw in one Igbo or this or that. But I was just wondering, because we have people in the village, in villages, in different locations in Biafra land. We have our elderly people in the village. Even the ones that are not elderly, we have people that are in the village that are not opportunity to have gone through formal education. So understanding this English that we speak may be a challenge for them. So I just wanted to know, is it possible to, I'm just thinking about it. Is it possible to reach out to these people in their own different languages? Do you think we can get people from different locations of Biafra land to translate some of these programs in their language for them to know what we're doing?
Yes, it is possible, but it's going to cost a hell of money. That's the problem we're having. Because if we have to, everybody's not like us that can devote all we are to what we are doing. If we have to engage people, you know, linguists, I mean, students or graduates of language or whatever is it, I don't know what it's called, to get them to come and work for us at that very local level, that means that it becomes slightly far more burdensome in terms of our financial commitment, and that is the only thing stopping us. But we have plans anyway. We have plans. Once our radio starts working on the ground, then we'll be able to cater for such scenarios or situation. That is exactly what we intend to do. It is a very gradual process. It depends. Our budget will not allow us to be able to do that. But we are growing, and once our budget is able to allow us to do that, we intend to take this message down to the grassroots in every Biafran language. That is one of our main aims. Yeah, so we're working towards that.
That's good, because I remember one time my dad was doing something. He was just talking about the history of Biafran, because I was born after the war. And he said to me that the striking thing is this. All the, if you go to the northern states of Nigeria, I've only been to Abuja. But if you go to northern states of Nigeria, that almost every family will have a small transistor radio, and they listen to the news in half a language.
They do. Got your BBC.
In half, yes. And yes, exactly. Exactly. So, and I'm just going over that in my head, and I'm thinking, okay, the only way to actually reach out to people is to do this. I understand the financial commitment. It's huge. But I know that Chukwu Abiyama that we worship, honestly, he will provide. And thirdly and lastly, because I don't want to take any of people's time, is Carol Monte. She's an outstanding woman. I don't know, but if it is something that we have to do, can we just make our time to pray for this woman? I don't know how we're going to do it, but just to think about this woman and, you know, present her to Tukwu Abiyama, because she's somebody that we need. We need her. She's so selfish. She's giving us a selfless service from the from what I can see so far. I have not been following Radio Diaspora for a long time. My mom introduced me to it, but the little I've seen, I'm overwhelmed. And I don't feel that we have to do something, at least to make sure that that woman, wherever she is, she will be touched by Tukwu Abiyama and she will be healed.
It's something that.
And then, luckily, I know. Yeah, sorry. Another thing is this: if we're going to select people to work for Radio Biafra, to work for Biafra, they have to be people that are ready to give in selfless service. And I'm talking about people that are not interested in any reward whatsoever in terms of material things. Because if you give selfless service to this fight, the reward is not here. It's not about the cars or the houses or the this or that. The dignity alone, that you are a free human being. You're walking around a free human being. You're equal to the next person living in the White House because you're free. You have that freedom. You can't compare that. You cannot equate that to anything else in this world. So you see, this is what I think that people should have at the back of their minds when they want to join this race, because it's very tasking and it can get very stressful. I don't know how you do it, Nandu, director. I don't know how you do it. You're one strong man that I've never seen before, but you know what? God is with you. So I think we have to focus more on people that can give us selfless service, not people that are interested in enriching themselves, filling up their purses, or asking, how much did it? What kind of nonsense is that? This is not a marketplace. It's not. So I thank you. I want to use this opportunity to say thank you, and thank you to everybody, all Biafra fans, wherever we are. We are one, regardless of anything. We can quarrel, yes, we can quarrel, and we can tell you, yes, you've done this and we don't like it. You come back, you apologize. Okay, we look at you. Keep at a distance, watch you, but we still know that you're one of us. Only if you show remorse. You see what I mean? Director, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Your line kept fading, but we heard you very well. Thank you. Very articulate and finely defined. Thank you very, very much. We have callers everywhere. After all, we are Radio Biafra. We expect humanity to come to a standstill anytime we are live on the air. The time now is approximately 7:07 PM here in London. I have a caller who has been on Viber for heaven knows how long, nearly half an hour. We are going to him. His number starts with +1, which means he's USA or it could be Malaysia. I don't know. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, please. Go ahead. Your line is so faint. It's so faint. My goodness. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
The Big Mouth Correct.
My dear brother, who is speaking?
The Big Mouth Correct. You remember that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Nothing they tell it. We there for Nigeria here. Nothing they tell it. Not the people were just there for our blood. They talk yahoo. After we then talk to it, let them come back here. No, Granio Via Diocha. We call you to join us.
Granio Via Diocha.
Let me talk. Let them Barcelona is today. Barcelona, they make noise. They make noise. They go. They make noise. They go. Nobody recognized them. Let me come there just for a couple of 2 months. We have spent there. When my people know, say, Biafra, therefore, Barcelona. I just live there. I know so all these things will happen. What is going there now? I know that it's going to happen. All these guys, you see, when I look at them, I see them, people who say fake interest. What kreba di tembo yi wanu ho su kita na wuro di to hospital o di e ko ba yan hana na dia fu bi te sipe be go ti be na da mu ama to I will not call you direct. You are the leader of all leaders. The big masquerade.
Egade.
Hello?
Egade.
Hello?
Egade. Egade.
You are the leader of all leaders. This Ogranyo Biadocha, we are not many in the world.
Ogranyo Biadocha, I want to ask you a question, please, if you may. Where did you come to see me back home? Where did you come to see me?
I come to see you in Enugu office, where we have office. You and can. When I come there, you meet everybody. You walk outside and come and pick me up.
That
then we
correct.
Drive inside.
That is correct.
Without any bodyguard, without any security. My brother, I have wasted almost 18 years in Western world. I come down to this Nigeria. I know how long I have spent in Nigeria. I know our Enugu people very, very well. Including the same mother, the same father. If I start fighting, I don't give a fuck. If you are my the same mother, the same father, if you must stop, now you are a dead man. Fuck that. You can't come again. The God will keep on protecting me. And that God, the God of creature, who created this land, will keep on protecting whoever you are. Anybody who is envying you, jealousing you, that person is just envying himself. I don't need to talk too much. The leader of all leaders. Anybody is calling you director, that one is a package. Whatever Barcelona is today, I am the one who made people to know there is difference in Barcelona. I never talk about it for one day in radio. But what they are doing now is rubbish. They are all fools. Do you know that I spent almost 1 hour with this Nelson Medrica going to a place called the Campillo to bring a drink, my product that you are coming. When you come, this drink will be given to this medical that this guy is doing a good job. We went and bring this drink. Do you know that this is Monsignor because that's a bugger? I know that if he come to Nigeria, if he see me, he will disappear. My own is that I fight both physically, spiritually, as you want it, I give it to you. First off, I never afraid of any human being born like a woman, like a man. The way I come, coming out from pussy, I will never be afraid of that motherfucker. It will never happen. If you see me, you run away. Tell Monsignor Medrica, drink that product. Drink that drink with his, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or wife. Just drink my drink. Do you remember that we were in your hotel? About to step in, and I was asking him, oh boy, where is this drink I gave you to bring for the rep? You remember?
Yes, I do. I remember that, of course. You said you bring drink for me, of course. So anyway.
Yes.
That is in the past. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Look at the people I'm going to fight Biafra with. Just come on, drink. Now look at it. Just a little thing. All these guys, they are curious. Who don't meet up outside? They think that with Biafra, they can go to anywhere. Let them do that thing they are doing there and come back here. I am here. Anytime I want to come. I have been there. They don't know that I have been there. Spent 3 weeks and go. I don't have their time because I know them very, very well. They haven't seen that. Let them do whatever they are doing. Let them come back. The leader of all leaders. You have my full support.
Of course.
Whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm living, anywhere I am, you have my full support. I'm in there here. Nothing there.
And I'm coming. You come to. I will call you. You come to the airport to pick me up. I'm coming anyway.
It's no matter of. It's no matter of. It's no matter of.
Ogranyo Biadocha, you will come to pick me up from the airport. You will come to pick me up. Of course you will. These are the people that built Barcelona. Others worked very hard, no doubt about that. And Barcelona stands suspended. That's what I said. Suspended. There will be no conference. None whatsoever. We want to go back to the reason why we got together in the first place. Freedom fighting. That's what we came to do. And we're going to do it. We are not into politics. Freedom fighting. I want all of them to go back to how they were before in Barcelona. The same way you were before, campaigning out on the street, evangelizing. That is what we want to do. We are not into some business. We don't do politics here. We want to focus. We don't want to lose focus at all, at all, at all. Ogaranya, thank you very much. Ogaranya Obiadiocha. What a very beautiful name. It's bearing. We have a caller on the phone. Those of you on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from? Hello, can you hear me? I have somebody with a number ending in heaven knows what it is, but it's not saying anything, which is quite, I don't know, strange. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello,
caller.
Good evening, darling.
Good evening, please give us your name and where you're calling
good
us from.
Commander.
Good evening.
Hello.
I can hear you. Maybe this cable is not working. I can hear you. Go ahead. No, it's the cable. This cable, that is the same cable that the barrister could not hear us with before. I am now going to change it. I am going to replace it. I don't quite understand what is happening. And please, for the gossipers, we are going to buy cable tomorrow. We'll spend money buying it. It's not free. In case you want to know where our money is going. We're going to buy cable tomorrow. We just thought we should tell you. So at least that would be another topic for... What don't we use for gossip tomorrow? Tomorrow's gossip. Oh, they're going to buy cable. That would be nice. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go and see who is there and see if they can hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir. Director.
Yes, better.
I can hear you.
It's better now. Yeah, you can hear me now. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I'm Okechukwu Obi from Manchester. I'm Biafra from Ebuamainobuta, local government, Imo State, Biafra land.
Go ahead.
Director, before I go ahead, please, if you permit me to make a brief prayer for 30 seconds, please.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we lift up your name this evening. We bless you because you are God. And I thank you because in everything you prove to be God. Because when we started, O King of Glory, in the process of this movement, Father, We have praised you and we have committed and we have dedicated this movement into your hands. Therefore, we thank you for everything you have been doing and the way you are leading us into victory step by step. Father, I give you glory and I soak your son and I soak every step of this movement in the blood of Jesus Christ. My Father and my God, I command that any power anywhere rising up against your son, rising up against the movement to derail what we are doing deliberately, Father, I come against such plans. Let them be disgraced and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. My King and my Father, anyone that has by mistake or by error has making a mistake has fallen. Father, I pray today, your mercy will restore them. Your mercy will restore them. Your mercy will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, both by willing and by deliberate, Father, they shall be put to shame. Because the word says that as many, O God of glory, that ranges against us shall be as nothing. As many that come against us, you will contend with them. Contend with our enemies and with any power that rises against us. Thank you, dependable Father. I cover your son, his family, in the pool of the blood of Jesus Christ, that he will not be put to shame, and he will live to see Biafra. And your people who are making efforts to see Biafra, they will see Biafra. Nothing will stop it in Jesus' name. Amen.
He say. Amen. Go ahead.
So, Director, I just want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for the decision you took that people shouldn't be thanking you. They should thank Chukwu Abiyama. That is the right thing to do because God is doing work and we should thank him. And we should be grateful to you for your commitment. I want the Biafran people to listen very carefully. Director has committed himself, dedicated his life, putting himself at risk. He doesn't even have any bodyguard or security. The pop stars who are having security today, all the people we call celebrity, their life is not at risk. It's not in risk like that of our director, yet he goes without security. People will still come out to yap silly things. It's quite unfortunate. Director, there is something I would like us to do. Please, those who are in charge of our Facebook should make sure that there may be a genuine critics that, you know, somebody will say, and you know, you see it, and it won't make too much difference. But people who are willing and deliberately want to blackmail or to undermine what we are doing, please, they should block those lines. They should block their accounts, please. This is, they should look, go through all the words in Facebook and see those people who are deliberately trying to undermine what we are doing. They should take them down, because we can't be going forward and somebody is saying something negative, you know, which is, you know, deliberate. It's wrong.
Of course
and
it
then,
is.
Then another thing I will suggest is our people, our people should, like, in this area where they are, whenever you travel, like China or Japan or wherever, they should screen people who will come and ask questions. I mean, like, what do you want to come and say? It's not every word again or any question that we entertain in this Radio Biafra. People call and make silly statements, cut them off. Because you can't allow people to, like that man who came and was saying that we cannot get Biafra. If he has been screened, he cannot make such bloody statement in Radio Biafra. He's not part of us and he doesn't contribute any dime. So if he's ready to die in Europe, let him die in Europe. We want to raise our children, want to bring our children back home, our families. And then again, please, I spoke to that guy, that silly Gozier guy, who I said to him, is it because it's Radio Biafra? You are demanding, you want to speak to the microphone director is using. If it is CNN, BBC, or Al Jazeera, or any of the or China TV, will you go and tell the moderator or the broadcaster that it is the one you are using? Or lose it off. Remove your earphone. Give it to me. I want to use that. That means you don't want to speak. So, and those two guys who were with him, we are blaming him outside. That you know what you did was wrong. You know what you did was wrong. Because he was claiming, you said that he was saying that they didn't allow him to speak.
But
you know what he did.
I told people that after that incident, that he would disappear. That's what I said. After that incident, I said, if this rat manages to come to Manchester, after that night, he would disappear. And he has disappeared. Of course he has gone. Because there is nothing stronger than truth in life. And I prefer truth to be spoken face to face. You ask me, I will answer. I will ask you. But he's very clever. Very clever boy he is. He ran away. If not, I would have torn him apart piece by piece with logic and reason. After that, he will not have the face to look people again in the eye. He ran away. Very cleverly. If not, and I'm waiting for the rest of them. I will catch them and then I will dismember them as well. Let them understand one thing. This is very, very critical. We are in freedom fighting. I did not wake up one day and think to myself, oh, you know what? Let me go and do freedom fighting. No, I was forced to do it. I was forced. It's by force. I did not want to come to do this. Chukwu Abiyama forced me. When I write my autobiography, I will tell you what happened to me that led me to where I am today. Anything else, in fact, I will not spill it. My dear brother, I understand what you're saying. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. Will be from Manchester. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This caller is from Japan.
Yeah, I can hear you very clearly, Director. Good morning.
Good evening.
I'm from Japan.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Echezonu. I'm calling from Japan, Director.
Which town in Japan are you in? Which of the places? Are you
in Osaka? I'm the PR of Osaka, the University of Biafra.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to say a little thing with what is going on in our struggle this time around. And I really thank Chukwu Abiyama who has put it this way. Because I told people that God has decided to give us total freedom. Because God is not the kind of God who gives people half and half freedom or quote and general freedom. He gives us total freedom when he wants to give us freedom. Because he said that if the Son of Man shall set you free, that you shall be free indeed. That means complete and total freedom. That's what you want to give us. And I want our people to understand it, that this is the time God wants to remove the stone that will stop us not to get to where we are going. Because he has chosen to give us total and complete freedom. And hello, are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I told people that time will come when God will do what people don't expect. Because whenever I pray, I ask God to remove anything that will stop us not to get there, for remove it. So I need to say, I will tell him that even if it will be none, they can remove him on the way. Even if it will be a man means remove him on the way. Whosoever it will be, that we stop us not to get Biafra, remove that person on the way. And God has answered that prayer. Because sometimes our people don't know how, we don't know God. And we don't know how God works. This is our main problem. Because if we know God and know how God works, we will respect God. And we also respect you that is doing this job. Because the way God works, he removes people who don't expect. People say that director, why is director always so harsh to people? Why is director always don't forgive? I told them that this is how it's supposed to be. Because if God himself is stupid enough to forgive Satan, Lucifer is Satan, to allow him to be in the heaven up to now, I think that people in heaven will be thinking on how to live their life and come back to earth. Instead of us, the way we are thinking how to live our life on earth and go to heaven. If God allowed Satan and forgive Satan to remain in heaven today, heaven will be messed up. Nobody will like to go to heaven. But because God knows that if Satan remains in heaven, that there will be trouble, there will be confusion. Heaven will remain the worst place on earth, on this life. But God did that because he knows that Satan is not qualified to be in heaven. He sent him away for him to get to where he's going. I thought the last time I called on 29 September, I called, though it's like I provoked you, I make you angry. But the way I understand it is that is how God wants it. Because God wants to give us total freedom. That very day, God started to give us total freedom, financial freedom. God wants to catch those who are not paying their dues. God wants to arrest those who is not contributing anything in this struggle. Because after my call, though you were so angry, after my call, you started asking people, whosoever called you, asking, have you paid money? Some people started running away from calling. Some people started running away from calling. That is only that God wants to give us freedom of finance. He doesn't want anything to disturb this struggle. The way you talk to me that day, you know, people think I would be angry, but I told them that I am glad. I didn't get angry with anybody. The man maybe said I fabricated the story by myself, but I didn't fabricate it because the level I've been in this freedom struggle, I'm too big for that. But I have to explain what is happening to us. Some people say you don't understand me very well. I tell them that is how it's supposed to be. Because if you understand me very well that very day, you will not get so angry and you will not get to where we are today in financial aspect of this struggle. This is how God wants it. Sometimes people don't understand how God works. I understand how God works. I respect God. Because when he did it, like I told you that when they give you gold, at that stage of gold, they won't like you. We won't you. But when the goldsmith touched the gold and turned it to what it's supposed to be, you will need that and started begging for that gold. That is how God works. When God started doing his work, it looks like, you know, it looks so dirty. You look at it as human being, you will get angry. But when God finishes that work, you will be the one talking. Even when people look at what the work of God is like when you are looking at, you say, what is you are doing here? Is this a building? But when they finish this, when you see the beauty of that building, you say, oh, this is amazing. This is wonderful. That is how God works. That's why I respect God. I, you know, I respect.
Your line is breaking, my dear brother. And of course, I agree with you. Chukwuebiam is very important and everything. I'm not a hypocrite. People don't know why I hate the zoo so much. It's the hypocritical nationalism. Oh, one Nigeria, Ines Woshi. You're there stealing and looting. Yeah, oh, one Nigeria. I am not a hypocrite. That is why I left. They said, I asked Ujuku when he came here to see us in London. Victor Mel was there. Chekwa Sokore was there. Peter B was there. Tim Manaka was there. Okwa was there. Who else was there? Andy Melifo was there. Obinna Egeku was there. Ifan Yunebu was there. Chukwu Megemba was there. And Sam Ume was there. Everybody was sat around and we were discussing. We asked them, I said to them, I came here because of Biafra. How are we going to do it? They said, that is a way. Oh, okay, see, Mia. If we win Anambra, after Anambra, we win Imo, we win Abia, we win Ebonyi. And then once the five states are all Abga, they now come together, they collapse their state assembly, and they are one democratic. Okay. Onato. The same Peter B was with us at Millennium Hotel. One of our sisters came all the way from USA with a child. After that very convention, everybody went back. And as they said, the rest is history. I left that whole rubbish. Whole rubbish. Do you know the day that they were agitating some people to replace me? That's what reminds me about our people. Very funny people. We are in the Igbo. I was in Abuja. I was in detention in Abuja. Once they heard that I've been arrested for doing Biafra, they hastily arranged an emergency meeting to carry out election for the position of the chairman of ABGA in Europe. And that was my position. But I wasn't upset. That was when I knew that there is something wrong with these people. Seriously wrong. If you follow them at face value, you kill all of them. But our Manachineke, sometimes you take it nice and slow and easy with them and pray that Chukwu Abiama will make them to see some semblance of reason in what we are doing to try and save them. We hope they see some reason. This is Radio Biafra. And we are continuing this very great work that we are doing in truth and honesty, that Biafra may come. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, this is Ogonna Okonkwo, calling from...
Ogonna Okonkwo, calling from where, sorry?
From United States, Conyers, Georgia.
You're calling from Georgia. Please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling. I want to, because I've been listening. When you came to United States last week, I'm not around. So, about all those stuff that is happening, I think I could remember the day I was speaking with you exactly about something like this, if you are not mistaken. I think that's my second call. This is not a surprise. I mean, this is a work of God. If you can say, I know you see it.
Yes,
you don't need to tell me. This is work of God exactly. So when you are moving, you know that someone that is behind you or in your back, you will feel confident moving with them, because if such thing doesn't happen, you may be stabbed at the back. So I believe, I pray that this is just the beginning, and I thank God for previewing this issue to us, to see the people, all those people, because I see how you praise those people. I see how you praise them, even though when you are in Enugu. I see how you praise them. I don't believe that such a thing will happen. I don't even, if someone told me, I wouldn't believe that such a thing will happen. You call them the best. I mean, how you, it looks like you are from the same womb. You take people as you are part. I mean, as your family. But it's very surprising. Very, very, very surprising. She, the lady talking on the tape that you just played, that said that, you are on your own, because I don't understand that mentality, because that's the culture, the culture, the place that we are in. We are in Western world. We are learning from another culture. Women doesn't have any more respect now for men, and as she's saying in confidence that leave the struggle for the men. I don't understand leave the struggle for the men, and she said that with confidence, with authority. That when I watch that, when I listen to that tape, and I see what she said and the order, I believe that they are sent by someone. This is a gathering. They have a gathering when they are saying this. So it's not only her in this plot. You will see the result. I mean, you will see some of them coming out. Not only her. There is people that is hidden that you haven't even known. But I believe that you will see those people. So, but I pray that anything that we, assuming here I am now, the life people are living here. As one of our sisters said yesterday, you will be wearing you are not in your culture anymore. You in the winter you will be packing yourself like a sardine. I mean, moving around. So, yes. You see all those lives that people are living here, and some of them are confident living that life. You know, living the life, confident living that life, and they are not thinking about people at home. When we're here now, we believe that you are confident. I mean, you get child support, you get, this and that, you get all those benefits, and you feel that you are confident. You don't think about the people at home, because I know growing up in the village, I know how, what we go through and what people are still going through there. Even though people calling me back home, still know what they are going through. And somebody come out to fight for you people, and, you want to, because this is the, I'm here, I don't belong to any Igbo meeting, any organization, nothing. Because this is one thing, even though at home, I don't belong to anything. I mean, I'm just a social man. Because this is what you'll be saying. People are, when you are there, they envy. And when you leave them, leave the position for them for 1 week or 1 month, you see how it will be. But this is the Igbo people. They want to be in the head. They want to be in the head. Even though they are not qualified to be there, they want to be there. Because why they want to be there is that money. They think that all the money in the world is coming in.
My brother, I want to help you. You're actually right. That is why Billy is dying. You know, when we talk about $8 million, they want to kill themselves. Hey, 8 million. These are people that haven't seen $1,000 before. So you're mentioning 8 million. They, in their head, they cannot understand it. Oh, does it mean Nnamdi? Hey, 8 million. That is all that is fueling them. All the nonsense you see, all the garbage. They think somehow we have it. If I have 8 million, I will spend 8,500,000 on top of it to make sure we get the weapons we need. Our people need to know who they're dealing with. Biafra is paramount. Those of them yapping and yapping and yapping like crayfish sellers. They know me. There is nothing I will not sacrifice for Biafra. If I get 1 trillion, I will buy weapon. In fact, I'll go and buy nuclear weapon and sink the zoo. They must understand that. Until Biafra comes, there is no enjoyment. Only when Biafra comes, then we can live like normal human beings. Please go ahead.
That's the part of what I'm saying. All of the people. I mean, I'm kind of thinking about what is going on in that country. And those people come over here, they see how the life is over here, they come, they go around the world, they see how life is it. And they will be in that bondage, they will be in that place. And they are seeing everything that is going on. They will see everything that is going on. Wow, what in the hell? Because I've been thinking, I have been in the north. You will see, they will be begging the northerners, the kids, to come, pushing them to go into the school, to write that they know how to do.
Do you know they have normal education? They follow Hausa people with their cattle. Yes. Do you know they have normal education? So you'll be waiting for Aboki. Aboki will be driving cattle. You wait for Aboki. After feeding the cattle, Aboki will come. And you said, I say, 1, 2, 3, Aboki with Nama.
Yeah.
It's called nomadic education. Go, people should go and look for the nomadic education. It's called. Go and look. They are following them with their cattle, looking for where to teach them. Whereas in my own place, you have to pay school fees. After giving my father only £20 after the war, we have to pay school fees.
You don't believe when I was at home, my kids, I have to go and borrow money. I have to not in the middle school. Let me say in the like they call first class, second class, and third class. Not even in the second class, you will still go and borrow money before you talk, before you are thinking or dreaming about going to the first class school in Nigeria. I mean, in the zoo. I mean. You will know where you get the money from. You know the type of business you are doing or in, what type of policies you are doing doing to do that. So we will be suffering. You see a lot of kids. I would be weeping. I was in the back home last time. I see kids, the time that they're supposed to be in the school, they have a £20 on their heads going around hawking stuff for them to feed. Some of them are not even there with their parents. You know, somebody will go to somebody's house, or their mother or their parents are not there, or they are very poor. You will go and pick up somebody from the family, and you will come and be doing him like a slave. You know, Igbo, and they are Igbo. Not you are not doing it to Hausa blood. You are doing it to Igbo, somebody that is related to you, or somebody that that comes to the same place as you do. But you will see the life that they are living over there. You will see nobody is talking. Look at what the leaders are doing. Nobody is talking, but they are talking about the director doing this. Because you have the privilege to speak on this radio. Is that every radio station you can call and speak anything about it?
No.
You have the right. You have the call. It's open for everybody. It's your radio station. That's what you used to say. A lot of people that call, do they call to put money? So, they open the call, somebody you are asking that, tell me the truth. What the time that you are talking about finance, do they contribute, do they do this? About the time that they are talking about contribution. So the person say, no, I don't contribute. So, and the person used to call every time on the radio. So how does the radio function?
No, it's by thin air. I'm an Achineke. Grace of God.
You know, how does it work? So that you think that you are getting a lot of all the money in the world, and you are using that. Maybe they will think that you have mansions everywhere, even though private jets.
I don't. You know? I do not. I finished building my house before my house cost me millions. I finished building it before I came and took up this very mantle.
Yeah, I mean. People, this is what you say. As you say you don't trust anybody, even though the person beside you don't trust anybody, unless the person have to work to gain your trust. This is how it's supposed to be, because when you trust those people, you give them your trust, I mean, they will kill you. Somebody will just murder, somebody will just do something nasty and that's it. But I believe that nobody can do that, because you are not fighting for yourself. Because if you are fighting for yourself, I mean, you will be in London and you will be with your family, even though you are not working, you will be eating, you will be feeding yourself over there. But now you are going all over the place. I know how it is getting on the plane and flying for 12, 13 hours to here. I know how it feels, me. But you are all over the place. They think that is fun, that you are going all over the place. That is fun. That anything can happen on that flight, and that's it for you. They don't think about that. They only think about envy, jealous. I don't know what is wrong with Igbo people. Those people that they make me sick. Those people they make me angry all the time. Whenever I hear that name Igbo, they call me all the time. Here, people I stay with, they say they have a gathering. Have you been to? Have you registered? Have you put your name? Because so you don't know what will happen tomorrow. If you die tomorrow, people will see. You see people that will contribute money to take you home. When I die, I'm already dead. If nobody take care of me, that's it. I'm dead. What will I be thinking about that? Is that what I come here for?
Yes.
To die and to die. Let me take you home. Don't think about me dying, taking me home, because I'm not going to die here. I will go back home. I will fulfill whatever God planned for me in my life and my family. So you come out as a one man, and you are trying to make everything life be easy, life to be easy for people. But people are evil. They don't want something to be. You don't think about your kids. You don't think about your future. I mean, is it the life you want your kids to live?
Maybe, my dear brother. That is exactly what they want. And thank you very much for calling. They don't think, they think it's easy. I want them to go to a local radio station and give an interview on Biafra. Then they should come back home and listen to themselves, some of these people. They'll be horrified. And then they will know they don't have it. Leadership just doesn't come like that. Hotin Emeze. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone, and I want him to remain where he is, please. He's been waiting for a very long time. He has been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
I'm still calling from Japan, Director.
From Japan, please go ahead. We lost you before because your line was fading. That is the problem.
What I was saying before is that what is happening now is what I've been expecting to be. Because on the 29th of September, when I this is the area I want to touch.
Your line is not stable. That is the difficulties we are having. I don't know. Can you call us on Skype, please? John, can you call on Skype? We are going over to that same Skype to the coordinator's line, if I may. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. It's very loud and very crisp and very clear. Please confirm your name for the listening public, including Obama, and then tell us where you're calling us from. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my honorable director and commander-in-chief of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
My name is Amechi Emmanuel Otuosoro.
Go ahead.
I came from Ezeama Obaere Nkwere in Biafra land.
Yes.
And I'm the representative of the indigenous people of Biafra in the Middle East.
Yes. Go ahead.
Director, I never wanted to call Radio Biafra for a long time for some reasons. After we took some shit from the women of Biafra, whatever they call themselves. But because of the last caller now, there was a statement he made that the women said that now they leave the struggle for the men.
Yes, that's what they said.
And he quoted the.
No, it's not the women, please. I don't want to get other women.
Ngozi said, okay, now they leave the struggle for the men. So that's why I decided to call. As a matter of fact, I was in that meeting. Director, after that meeting, the way you addressed these women, I disowned my brother. My most senior brother, who is a police commissioner in Lagos, the same father, the same mother. I disown him for Nandekano. You are the nearest brother I have. I tell you, after the address to those women. I remember, after you must have spoken with these women, with all due humility, and this woman stood up to tell you that they are no longer interested in the struggle, they should leave it for the men. She said, the women. I called this woman. I said, please, can I say something? I remember the PRO of Israel, Ebere, was there. I called Ebere. Can I talk to you? Are you among these women? Did you agree with what this woman said by that we, the women? I want you to answer me now because I'm in this meeting. That Ngozi of a woman immediately disconnected the line, you know. And what prompted this, my calling now, is to tell that my brother that called, that Mrs. Ngozi or whatever she answers, I doubt if she have a husband. One, if that woman is really married, if she is living under a man's roof, and the man happens to be an Igbo man, that means the man should be brought out in the market square and be given a 12 lashes, because he's not worthy to be a man. For having insulted me that day, I kept my cool, and sometimes I see she send me inboxes on my Facebook, and I'm not the Facebook type. So I wanted to use this opportunity to address that Ngozi personally. One, I want to let her know, if not because of Director Nnamdi Kanu, somebody like her, there is no way in my life till I die I will know her. To me, she is a wretched out. Even the husband cannot be my houseboy. She should ask that her fellow woman of Biafran in Israel called Ebere, what I'm doing in Israel. I am an employer, the only employer, black employer in Israel that give job to whoever, including Israelis. I don't know what is in that woman. What did she see? Maybe she, because we are in the Biafran struggle, and then she decided to equate me with the husband that is cleaning toilet in Europe. That is what her problem. I want to use this opportunity to tell her this Biafran struggle under the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu, Uche Mefo, and Barrister Imam Mezu, including engineer Dr. Iruanya, is not a place for fraudsters. We are here to contribute money and get Biafra. If she doesn't have work, maybe the husband doesn't have as well. You should send them to me. They should relocate to Israel. I give them job. I make them more comfortable. The one that answered me is the Nigerian woman as well, or the Biafra woman in Israel. She, I hope she's hearing what I'm saying, and she will be in a position to tell them who I am. I'm not trying to praise myself, but then I maintain my pride before men and abandon it before God. Please let her challenge me. If she have a husband, I believe she is a tout, and she should stop making noise. If she continue making this noise, she see my photograph on the Facebook, I don't change. And I never change. I don't change name. I'm not a fraudster. I am the first and only gemologist specialized on diamond in Israel. I am not boasting. I travel anywhere. I don't need visa to travel. My passport is automatic visa to anywhere in the world. If she feels she have a husband...
You want to understand, what do you mean by a gemologist? Somebody...
I'm a gemologist, diamond specialist, number one in Israel. Only me, I'm a Chimanel. My passport is visa-free anywhere in the world, including the United States. If I want to travel, I go to buy a ticket and travel.
Wow.
So if she thinks she's wise, or she there's something in her after Biafra, she should tell me with her husband together where to meet. I will meet them and show them that I live in Israel. I'm a Biafran, and I live in Israel, and I'm not afraid. For her, never ever in her life to insult anybody that she doesn't know. I took the insult as a matter of fact because of my love for Biafra and for Nnamdi Kanu. So, Director, this is what I want to let you know. We are with you.
Of course.
247.
I know the real people.
We have even paid our... They are collecting monthly dues for September, October. I even instructed them to pay till November. If care is not taken, we'll pay till January. So that even the doubt here that he answered the Biafran, the strong woman, will tell them that I've been paying before they joined the Biafran struggle.
Of course.
And I continue to pay, single-handedly.
Of course you have.
If it comes to worst.
Of course you
please,
have.
Whoever that knows that woman should advise her properly to be very, very careful. I don't so much believe in diplomacy. As a freedom fighter, I believe in a shedding of blood, because without shedding of blood, there is no freedom fighting.
Because in Israel.
If she thinks that Mr. Nnamdi is so quiet, they can talk to him and as they will and get away with it. If she talk to me the way that is not proper, I will tell her that I'm an Israeli and I'm confident about it. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Of course. Thank you very much. I'm well spoken as well. He's a gemologist. In other words, he buys and sells diamonds. And he's a Biafran. If you listen to him, he said, the only. That's what he said. The only. That is the difference. We have somebody on the line on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know why this is freezing. I want to get it to function. I have somebody who is on Skype and I want him to speak. I don't know if he can hear me or not. People are calling us. There are too many calls. My goodness me. I don't know what we're going to do, you see. Calls are coming in left, right, and center. Everywhere there is a call because everybody's listening. The whole world. Everybody's listening. Both the living and the dead. And they, you know, we called upon them. We didn't call upon their spirits, please, because we don't do that here. We remembered them, those that fell in battle. And they said they will be with us, and have always been with us ever since. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is the mother calling from the director.
Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. Director, you know, I for over days, I was boiling, but now I feel like, you know, it's better for me to smile because it's good for it to happen so that you know who is who. Okay?
Of course.
So, my brother,
go ahead.
Allah, you could come, my father, you get out of that. Director. If I were to suggest that this case is that, and the best element of this carotegbono is just to cut it off. My brother, these guys have going around calling in, reporting, calling the state, those that care for Biafra, those that want to work for Biafra more than the Biafras themselves. My brother, they have gone far. They have gone far, but they have gone far, and we cannot tolerate this. We have to set an example because do you know the work you have done? What is that? This vagabond so spoil everything. We can't just leave them. My brother, we have guys in Sweden where that useless woman and Gozi mother is. We have guys back home where the guys in Enugu is. We have guys in Israel. We have guys everywhere. Why don't you allow these guys for that to do the work, man? Stop this rubbish.
We don't do that. We wait. You were at Enugu. The night I called the meeting at Enugu of all the commanders, you were there. You came with your men. You came down.
My brother.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
Anytime you call me, Monday, 2 o'clock in the night, 4 o'clock in the night, no matter the time, whether the road is blocked, I have to fly.
I know you will.
I have told you, Monday.
I know you will. Where you die is where I die. I know.
Where you die is where my men will die. I told you that years of death. I'm coming with my men, and you see, I come with my men.
You did so.
And where you die is where I die. Where you die is where my men die.
Of course. I know so. I trust you completely and implicitly.
This is what I want to tell you,
man. Thank you very much, my dear brother. He is one of us. He just doesn't say things, he does them. And he came with his men. And we thought the enemies would have come on the 30th, but they are cowards, you see. As soon as our commanders returned to their positions there, they came for our cenotaph. And we would have responded. I wanted to reassemble the army once again, but we got advice from my security advisor, who is Chu Kabosa, saying we should not launch any counteroffensive or else the Zoo army will take over our cenotaph. That's why we didn't respond to them. And people, when they talk about these things, they don't quite understand. And anyway, this is Radio Biafra. We are unstoppable. Everything I do in life, I have witness. One person at least. He was there. Ask him how many commanders came. How many came. And many more are coming and they are waiting for me in Biafra. And I'm coming by the end of this month. And Chukwu Abiyama is God. And a bit of genuine freedom fighting. We had a photo on the internet. We start proper freedom fighting on the ground. You stand in our way and you're a dead human being walking. I am without fear before my enemies. And this month I prove it to them. Without fear before my enemies. Chukwu Abiyama sent me. Only Chukwu Abiyama will determine when I will die, not man. Chukwu Abiyama only. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. If you may, be kind enough to give us your name and where you're calling us from. I'm still thinking about the gemologist. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot. They are bombarding me with calls. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, Director. Are you referring to me?
I'm referring to you. Please go ahead.
Are you referring to me, Director?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra worldwide, the friends of Biafras and lovers of freedom. Good evening, our leader, commander of IPOB worldwide.
Thank you.
My brave, eloquent speaking and orator, Nnamdi Kanu, I call you the brave man of all braves. You are the man that is taking us to our promised land.
You say?
That is Biafra. I thank you so much, Barrister Mamezu, Uchemefo, and all the principal officers and the coordinators worldwide. Director, please stop asking us not to thank you. We must thank you. If nobody will thank you, I will keep thanking you because it's not easy. Only it's not easy. Yatra ya na kaifu. It's na ngwada fufu na nyata yena ya kaifu. We must be thanking you. Until you stop doing what you are doing, then we will stop thanking you. I must thank you. You are flying all over the world, taking risk, moving around, and some idiot are somewhere asking that you should stop flying first class. As if aeroplane have a crash, that people in the first class, their life will be spared. Director, please do not tell people not to thank you. Because as soon as they make a comment on us, we must be thanking you always. Because you are doing great things to us. You are putting your life in danger. You are risking your life in propagating this issue of this resurrection of Biafra. Traveling worldwide, going to prison to visit the indigenous people of Biafra in prison all over the world. Giving them hope to live again. Who has done that before? Nobody. You have done a lot of things. If I begin to count what you have done to us, Director, I think days will not take it. So I beg you to stop asking people not to thank you. Because what you are doing is what thanking is not even enough for us to, what we need to give to you. Director, the very first day I'm going to see you, you don't know what I'm going to do. I will keep it in my mind.
I hope not what our brother did in Italy. He embarrassed me so much, it was untrue what he did in Italy.
Director, I have never seen you before once in my life, but the day I'm going to see you, what I will do, I will not tell you. You are going to see it yourself, because I am seeing you, and I believe that you are the man that is taking us to the promised land, back to our Biafra land.
He said it will come, because my hands are clean.
Atonement, Biafra, atonement is working. My Director, atonement is working. It is working. If you don't know that atonement is working, it is working. It is better you begin to know now that atonement is working. The prayers which you have said is working. Director, you are not just Director. You are Director of Radio Biafra, but you are our leader, the commander of IPOB worldwide. Every other person is imitation. I'm saying it the way it is. Now, I want to say something. I wrote an article which I posted on Facebook, and somebody came up and said that Chukwu Abiyama is a deity that we should stop using that name. Director, I want to address that person or persons that use such word. Because they say that ignorance is a disease.
It is, yes.
Chukwu means big God. Abiyamara means when you come close to him, you know him.
Simple.
Chukwu Abiyamara. Chukwu, that is big God, not small gods, not all these mpiam mwon. It is big God. So he is Abiyamara, big God, that when you come close to him, you will know him.
That's correct.
If you are listening, my brother or my sister, that make that statement on one forum where I posted my article, you should get it right that Chukwu Abiyama is not a deity. Chukwu is the language which we the Igbo speak. Abiyamara is our own language also. Just as other people call God, the English call him God, the Hausa people call him Allah, the Yoruba people call him Oluwa, different names. That is number one. Number two, Director, our commander, I want to ask this question on air. How many of these people that are ranting on internet can be able to come down to Biafra land, stand before the world and the broadcast, how many of them has visited Biafra land in the past 2 or 3 years? And I want to say that Biafra, you people should know that Nnamdi Kanu is the only brave man I have seen in this struggle that can never compromise. For the reason, I am asking you, how many of you is ready to defend Nnamdi Kanu when he have problem? When Asare Dokobo had problem with Nigeria government, something happened. The level of oil that is being exported from Nigeria reduced to 700 barrels. 700 barrels. Because his people were breaking oil pipe and causing him in that country, forcing Nigeria government to release him. How many of you can do that if Nnamdi Kanu fall into a problem?
Even Benjamin Onwuka, only we are busy gossiping, yapping rubbish. When Benjamin Onwuka is in jail for no reason, he's in prison, and that our people are busy talking nonsense. How have you had this one? Oh, have you had that one? Grown up, and this somebody asked me, I said, are these the people you take to battle? are these the volunteers you're talking about that will go to war, that is more fascinated by gossip than doing something to realize their own freedom? We need men, people of brave heart, not people who don't quite, because what you're saying now, Dante, let me just please add very, very quickly, because I need to take 2 or 3 more calls before we close. Let me just add to what you've just said. We said before, onurube wanabaloso. What it means is, you take one of us, and the zoo will keep bleeding. They will beg to release the person. That's what we are building. We are very, very gradual, very methodical and slow. If you can see, that is why we have never fallen back. And we are not ungwa. Vra 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 vra. Bachala is finished. No, we are moving very steadily and very stealthily under the radar, building the necessary infrastructure. As I said, people don't listen when I broke us. I said, right hand will not know what the left hand is doing. One bit is compromised, we dig a big hole, they sink in, we cover them, another sector takes over. And when I go home, next end of this month, you see what I'm talking about. Our people must understand that there is always plan A, plan B, plan C. Three of them cannot fail. At all times, I trust people, that is true. I give my life for what I'm doing, that is true. If you let your country down, not me, because if you go and start misbehaving, you're letting Biafra down and not a single person. If you let your country down, you will have that very burden to carry. But one thing I assure all the men that is serving under me at home waiting is that none of you, anyway, I don't want to say too much. I'm like roll up, there's no need talking on the air. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Is that our former?
Yes, I hear you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. We are all listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for the work you have been doing. Director, I want to say a few things. I want to say more kudos to your elbow. I want to say IPOB in Australia behind, beside you, not behind you. We are next to you.
Yes, because anywhere
you stand.
Those who are behind me, they had knives in their hands. And as I'm marching forward, they're digging it in. This time, everybody will be in front. Come on, Azun. So there'll be no, when you bring out your dagger, we'll know. Please go ahead.
Yes, so we are with you. Anywhere you go, director, I know who you are. I haven't only met you for 1 hour or so in my house when you came to Australia.
Yes.
But I know what you can do, especially, you are sent by Chukwu Abiyama. And, nobody, no human being, I repeat, no human being can stop what you are doing, what we are doing, not you, we are doing. Any human being who want to be an obstacle, Chukwu Abiyama will destroy that person and his generation. So those who are gossiping, who are in boxing, this is a message for you. You are fighting your creator, and the curse will be upon you and your generation. If you have an issue, go and settle your issue. But don't bring Biafran struggle, because you are fighting the man who, the creator who made you who you are today, and is going to destroy you. And director, nothing. Continue what you are doing. It's atonement. Atonement is working. Even the real atonement miracle hasn't started. What is just happening is just a wind, chaff, in our mix. They are being removed.
Yes.
So enemy, don't rejoice. Yours is coming. It's not far. You know what happened? We did atonement. They thought that, oh, let's go to church and pray. They don't know atonement means something. And atonement and that day means something. It's alignment between what Chukwu Abiyama told us.
Yes.
In ancient time.
Of course.
Today, this day, this month, this hour is the time you will pray to me and I will hear your prayer. And the heaven, gate of heaven was opened. And our message passed through. And his and our prayer was answered.
Of course.
That is what is happening. So the enemy, their own is coming. This is just an enemy, devil himself, getting angry for what we have done. Because we touched them, we destroyed them. They just want to use the weak one in our mix to destabilize what we are doing. But they are just joking. The real shaking is coming. The enemy, just wait and see. Director, you will confess what I have said today. And nobody, continue what you are doing. No human being will touch you. No human being will do anything to you. And Biafra must come. Anybody who doesn't like it should go and form his own organization and start his own. The question I ask is, why all this gossip? Why can't you, if you don't like what our Ebu commander is doing, why can't you go and start your own and do better? Instead of sitting down and yapping from morning to night, you are doing nothing. You don't even contribute nothing. All you are doing is just, oh, it is that, it is it. Go and do one. It's quite interesting. If you look around, it's only RBL and IPOB. It's what is doing very well. The rest are just idea.
The rest are talking about us. We are doing the work.
Yeah.
And they're talking about us and they're saying they're activists in Biafra. You write to... Yes, you write to... In fact, I'm going to tell them, I will ask Mark Eisler to release all the names. In fact, to forward to me all the emails so we can show people what the billier is doing. He's inboxing,
Director,
inboxing Americans, white Americans who are helping us to lobby the Republican Party, writing to them, asking them not to help us. That is what they're doing. That is these are.
They are not Biafrans. The enemy of Biafrans. The enemies. They are not Biafrans. The enemy. As you said, some of them were programmed by Hausa men when they came into our land. They are not. So ask them to publish their name. We declare it open. You know. Because those guys are dangerous. They are paid agents. You know. There is something funny our people don't understand. I can just make up a name and come to Facebook. Go, did you hear what the man did? Did you hear this? And then talk here. You don't know who I am. You don't know if I'm Hausa or Yoruba.
Exactly. Yoruba will go and come for your name.
And the stupid people, because direct is your people. You want to redeem them. They will just jump on board because it's their nation. Director, there is one thing I want to let you know. It's fact. Chukwu Abiyama created an Igbo man and gave him the gossip mind. It's direct from Chukwu Abiyama himself. Gossip mind, that is what is in our mix. When we are about to reach our max, the gossip, the devil will bring gossip, then we fall apart. Until we conquer that, when somebody tells something, say, prove, give me an evidence, that's when we grow out of it. It's something we need to grow out. And that's the only way we can grow out of it, you know. You conquer, that's the only way you can conquer. If somebody tells you something, ask for evidence. If there is no evidence, put it aside. They just gossip. Somebody have a different account. Maybe one of the guys that was sent, Binia members, they go and created 10 accounts. Talk here. Then the hopeless mind of people who cannot even go and hold their governors or their senators responsible for impoverish them. Look at their villages. We have nothing. We barely survive for anything. They are jumping account. Which account? Did they contribute anything?
No, they did not contribute one dime and they see no account because they are wretched, hungry people. I was traveling to America almost a year ago. They said to me, oh, can I have access to account? I told them to piss off. Go to hell. When I gave you this account to manage, I asked you to go out and ask people to contribute. You told me you will not do that and I asked you why. You said, I am ashamed. I have not contributed any money, so I feel guilty asking people to contribute. And I asked you to give me back the account. And then I started to approach people, say this is what we are doing. As soon as you saw that one or two or three people are contributing to us PayPal, You said you want control of the account. I told you to go to hell. They have forgotten. They say, oh, they opened an account. Did we not all go to Canary Wharf? And some of us, our credit record was not very good. They said they will not open an account for us. Have you? The HSBC bank said they will not open an account for us because some of us, some people amongst us had bad credit history. They said we should go away. Anyway, they know why they cannot meet me in public. I'm in London. We broadcast openly. Come, public debate. This one, maybe you will say you want to drink the water I'm drinking, not just the microphone. Two questions and you fall to pieces. After, if you meet me in a debate, I will deconstruct you in such a way that your wife will not let you come back into the house again. Then you know that you are dealing with something infinitely greater than who you are. Now and forever. Ofom, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I am. I want to add one thing. I said, Ebube, the grace of Chukwu Abiyama in you will not even allow them to step closer to you.
Are they not afraid?
Because they will just fumble. They will just fumble.
You should have seen this little boy. Open Amaridili. Like the ram, somebody called him. He was shaking. I said, come. He couldn't look me in the eye. I said, come and sit down. Face me and I will face you. He was trembling. He cannot stand. People sometimes take on something that is greater than them. People don't understand what I am prepared to do for my country to ensure that Biafra comes. There is nothing I will not sacrifice. They must understand that. Men will fall, that is true. But this Biafra will come. And forever we shall remember and honor them. That is the promise I made to the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. And that is what I intend to abide by. Because this very mission is noble, it is sacred. We are not just fighting for the restoration of a country. We are calling down the glory of God from heaven. That is the meaning of Biafra. To bring down Biafra from heaven is tantamount to replicating the same conditions you have in the presence of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama himself. Therefore, the devil will fight us every step of the way. What I beg people is, don't allow the devil to use you. If you don't know what to do, you call Barrister Mamezu and say, how can I have some of your spirit? Your peace-loving spirit. Your conciliatory spirit. That is what you need. If you find yourself falling for temptation, if the devil is pushing you, poking the fork at you, you know the devil, he has horns and fork. When he's pushing you with that, please look for Barrister Mamezu. Say, please, Barrister, how do I become a better person? Because Barrister Mamezu is a good man. He will tell you how to be a better person. And maybe from that day, you'll be able to change. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to propagate the message of the coming of the kingdom of God upon the face of this very earth. And that place is called Biafra. Not just any Biafra, to be founded on two pillars alone, truth and honesty. Irreducible, irrevocable truth. Not innuendo and gossip. God forbid Satan. Truth and honesty. Because we are unstoppable. Because we are his children. Because we are Biafrans. Thank you all very much for having listened to us this very fine evening. And a former to you. Thank you very much. I was in house in Canberra. I went to the capital of Australia. I won't tell you what they told me. It was shocking. Not a former. I'm in the Australian government. This is Radio. In fact, people don't even include that. I flew for 24 hours. 1 hour stopover in Singapore. 24 hours I was inside an aircraft. 24 hours I still got to Sydney. And I went to Okezie Ogu's house. And I broadcast that same night. After flying for 24 hours. I still set up the equipment and I broadcast that very night. And the whole of Malaysia went crazy. This is the work that we've been asked to do. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody. But we pray that Chukwu Abiyama will find it mercifully within his capacity to grant us this very grace and favor. That he may be able to appoint within us men of brave heart and women of good fortitude to support this very enterprise, that in the end, Biafra will come. That every honor and glory will forever reside with the only one true divinity, with the only one true entity that we know created the heavens and the earth. And that is Chukwu Abiyama. And that is why to us, Biafra is not just about a country with government, with good roads and electricity. No, Biafra in itself is a religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because that same Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will definitely bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me in London, it is simply good evening.
We shall always reach.